Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
code.
Oh.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's leave.
my goddamn work.
Why baby mamas leave? Why baby work?
Do you wanna see?
What? We'll be right back. Botany Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the light box. 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead. Open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave. Team Realness, Children of the Corn. Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Barsan and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, the only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention, she's icon and lovely darling.
Is it
Jasmine Couture.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? Welcome to the State of Emergency Show, where tonight we will be talking about Honesty Hour. This one was requested by Naima, so I'm going to bring her on right away so she can tell me why we need to be talking about Honesty Hour. But tonight we're going to talk about Honesty Hour. You have to excuse me. I'm a little congested. I'm traveling, leaving 95-degree weather, going up to D.C. for the weekend and coming back. The weather kind of took a toll on me, so you guys have to bear with me. But let me bring on Naima really quickly so we can figure out what is the purpose of this Honesty Hour and see where it goes. So, Naima, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I got a little slight headache, but I'm good. I was running around all day today. Then I had to make some errands for my mother, get some things for her at Junior's. And then I got in the house and I had to lay out. So I just woke up not too long ago, just in time to watch the debate on TV.
Well, we're going to talk about this debate a little bit as well because I was working and I was not able to catch it on my DVR as of yet. So I do want somebody to call in and kind of give us an update on the debate as well. But Naima, why Honesty Hour?
Because, you know, I be getting, like, different inbox messages and I be, you know, I always see these people play these games online, you know, with the numbers and the questions, you know, and things like that. But you never really see the person's name, you know, who it is that asked the question or who it is that gave you the number, stuff like that. And people have hit me up with those games, but I really didn't really interact with that, you know, because people be wanting to know stuff. So I say Honesty Hour is it gives the viewers or the callers a chance to actually ask the host anything they want to ask them, or the host can ask the callers anything they want to ask, and vice versa. But more so, the callers that ask the host anything they ever desired that they wanted to know or they wanted to ask them, you know. And by being Honesty Hour, it's something that, you know, you have to be honest when you answer the question, you know.
Okay.
You can't really decline it unless it's, you know, for some odd reason you really, really can't answer it.
Okay. So pretty much you want to play Honesty Hour. You don't want to talk about Honesty Hour.
Well, you know... you tried that.
Putting you on the spot. I'm going to need Miss...
Oh, the girl standing in the...
...to call in. I need you, girl. I need you back. I need you back. Are you even on the line? 646-266, get on the air. Who's this?
I'm here.
Oh, that is, you know, I keep telling y'all I don't know your numbers. I'm going to remember, but hi, Alexis.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Naima.
Hey.
Yeah, I called for you and you were right there. I love it. Alexis, Honesty Hour, what is your opinion on this?
Honestly, all I think is just when people want to know something, you're supposed to be honest. I see a lot of groups are based on Honesty Hour. Sometimes people can become to be a little nosy, but I mean, it's all in fun. So I think if you don't want to, put it out there, you don't need to play.
Okay. So it sounds like we're going to play Honesty Hour tonight. That's what it sounds like we're doing. But I do have a question. I was just kidding with you guys. Like, I didn't really know what we were doing tonight. No, the truth is, Honesty Hour, I do want to talk about it. Is it really truth? Is it, you know, really safe? How much is it really harming us? Or, you know, is the truth really hurting individuals? Are people really being honest? There has been a couple of incidents that I have noticed over the past couple of months where people had their little Honesty Hour groups, their little HH groups and stuff, and they have said a lot of things in there that was leaked out, you know, to the public, and it kind of hurt other individuals or hurt genders and so forth and so on. It caused a lot of issues within relationships. I wanted to talk about how that can really affect an individual. Is it safe to be 100% honest if it's for an hour or not? Or should people just be honest all the time? You know, I mean, that's not going to happen. But, you know, these people that are saying I'm going to be honest for an hour, are they really doing it? You know, those are some of the things that I really want to talk about, as well as these games that we're playing on Facebook with the question and answers, the number game, the color game, and all the rest of that stuff. We want to talk about how Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, pretty much social media has changed a lot within our generation, and how, you know, these games like Honesty Hour or, you know, the other ones that I've mentioned, how are they really affecting us as far as the community goes? You know, for example, are you HIV positive? Are you going to really answer that question within that hour? Are you collecting welfare? Do you have a current STD? You know, let's be honest. You know, so we sit here and we play these games and we sit here and go back and forth with it. But, you know, really, how serious is it? Like Alexis just said, it can be fun. And maybe that's how we should do it, being fun. But we know sometimes it can get out of hand as well. Simple like Truth or Dare. When Truth or Dare was out a long time ago. And other games like that. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And let's just pretty much see where it goes. But again, I also want to talk about the presidential debate and just kind of be brought up to speed on it. And I did learn something today as far as in the state of Florida that your voter registrations need to be postmarked no later than Tuesday. So make sure you guys are getting that done. I don't know how the other states are going. I'm sorry, but I do know as Florida goes, if you have not registered to vote, please register no later than Tuesday. It needs to be postmarked, otherwise you will not qualify. So get on board with it. I'm going to bring everybody else on the line as well, and there are some numbers I pretty much do not recognize. So if I call your number, please just let me know who you are. And it also looks like we are missing a couple of people. But TJ, you're on the line. How are you?
This is Amaya. This is Vanna.
Okay. That's Vanna. Hi, Vanna. How are you?
Hey, Jasmine, how are you? Hey, Naima. Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
Hey, Lolo.
How was your day going?
It was a little bit stressful today, but it's going okay now. Now that the day is winding down.
All right. I got you guys' numbers mixed up. I guess it's 216. Well, hell, your first three digits are the same, too.
Yeah,
TJ,
they're both
I see. TJ, you're on the line.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little too much for me, honey. That's just too much. Me and my
I was trying to message
you
to let you know that we both got the same first prefix.
How cute. That's so adorable.
Child, please.
But I'm going to say this right now. If we go play this game tonight, Alexis can only ask so many questions.
Well, TJ, you should stop. You should stop sending me questions in my inbox if you don't want the real answer.
No, I ain't talking about what I sent to your inbox. I'm talking about what you gonna ask. You only can ask so much.
Girl, here we go, limiting stuff. You know, I want to play, but I don't. But you know, honey, you don't set rules for a game that's already in motion. J Rock, you're on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
Mother John. Bottom.
What happened?
Did you call him a bottom?
What's going on?
You're not going to try it on my time.
Oh, that's how you feel now?
What's
going
on? Okay, okay.
All right, Michi, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi, Bishop.
Good evening, good evening.
Can we get a priest break?
So should we call you Bishop or should we call you Michi?
It's Michi.
Okay. 3472 something, you press the 1 and then taking it down, which one you want. Press it again if you want to come back on. 3472 something, because you disappeared. And we are missing someone. I don't know where they're at. Mark, Jason, can you guys, or Mark, can you find Jason for me? 201-360.
What's up, Jasmine? It's Mark.
Hey, Mark, where is Jason?
I don't know. I know he had practice after work, if I'm not mistaken. So that might be, he might just be getting something. Rehearsal, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Hey, everybody else. I'm sorry.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Brother.
Hey, Mark. I'm on my way.
Leave him alone, Alexis.
Just want to say hey.
Brooklyn, call in because, you know, I want to ask you a question since you got so much to say. Call in. Do me a favor and call in and let's put an end to all this. Call in. Press one.
Mark, I don't think you'll be calling tonight.
Yeah, you. Yes, you. Uh-huh. I'm waiting.
Mark, I would be on the phone.
Okay, that's the same thing I said.
I would not be on the phone talking about no mother. Not no mother.
I would have been on the phone. I would have been on Facebook.
Wait, where he sleep?
I would have been on Twitter.
I would have been right there next to a cuddle.
Well, I mean, Alexis, I invited you. At his fun, so now he's sleeping. Where do you find him at?
Huh?
Where do you find him at?
Can we talk about Honesty Hour? Can we get to that?
This is Honesty Hour. Where do you find him at? What's the truth?
You want the truth? I find him where everybody else finds their men's at. On Facebook.
I don't know where that is.
On Facebook.
All right. All right, Brooklyn, what is it to you? Like, what? Why are you sitting here just making comments?
Huh? He got brothers?
You know what makes me mad? Continued from yesterday. What made me mad today was looking at Jill Scott with that motherfucking Gilda or whatever that was that she had on The View today.
I'm hanging up.
She had that.
I'm asking Brooklyn a question. Brooklyn, what's the tea?
With what? What's up?
Your comments in the room. What are your comments? We sound tired and what's
no,
up
y'all
with
all
that?
Sound like y'all sleepy. Well, I
yeah,
am.
We all sound like we're sleepy.
Yeah. Like y'all
okay, so
sort of wake it up or something?
Yeah,
who the hell
what
is that?
You wake it up.
Who the hell is that?
Right.
Who the hell is that? Who are you?
They don't know who you are, so introduce who you are.
I'm in the group. I'm posting Honesty Hour.
What?
We said, what's your name, baby? What's your name?
I'm
this
Brooklyn.
Is the Honesty
Hour.
Oh, okay. Brooklyn, what's up? Shake it up?
No.
You wait to wake it up? Wake it up.
No, I'm saying y'all want Killer to wake it up because y'all sound tired.
Oh, you trying. You want the Honesty Hour,
not
even
I'm
once.
I'm not trying. Y'all just don't really see
not even
you,
once a certain Butch Queen number. Oh, I see you, Brooklyn.
So
well,
now
how
who's
about
the Butch
you start it off,
you
Brooklyn, because, you know, a lot of people are tired. I'm tired. But how about you make this up?
Naima, you started now, and I continue. I'll play along with you.
You said what?
Oh,
I said start it up. Go ahead. Just start it up.
You said
good
I
idea.
Should start it off?
Yeah, good idea.
Are y'all just going to sit there back and forth and talk about who's going to start it up?
Oh, bye. Girl,
yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
I got a question. I think y'all should play a game. Why is nobody talking about blank? Blank. Why is nobody talking about blank?
Who the hell is blank?
Right.
That's the whole thing. Why is nobody talking about blank?
Oh, like we supposed to fill in the blank.
You're
supposed to fill in the blank.
Shut up,
boss. Bob, I need you to get it together.
Girl.
Brooklyn,
I've been seeing, girl.
Line.
I'm trying to pull it together.
Oh, God.
All right. Listen, we're going to start Honesty Hour, okay? It is now officially 11:59 p.m. by my computer, but it is about to go into midnight. We are about to play Honesty Hour for an hour and see where it goes, and then we are going to talk about it and see how detrimental it is to our life.
I can't.
What's that? What
somebody background is hurting me.
Yeah, somebody's background is kind of loud, and I don't want us to hear him mute a couple of people. But here we go. We're going to start off with down the list based on the order that you called in. It is now midnight. The game is going to official mode. Starting off with Alexis, Naima, Von, PJ, J-Rock, Nisi, Ramesh, Mark, Brooklyn, and the other callers. When I get to you, I think this is Jason. Jason, are you here? Jason.
Jasmine, Jason just called me. And he'll be coming.
Who is 410462?
That's me. It's Enrique.
Okay, Enrique. I told you I don't know numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. Alexis. Start it off.
Cricket?
What you want to know?
How does it work? Tell me how the game goes. Like, who asked
the question? I've never played Honesty Hour.
Okay.
Is it a game where you ask questions or you want to know the answer and stuff? I mean, if you want to ask a person a question, they have to, like, it's like truth or dare or something like that, but it's no dare. It's just truth. Is that what Honesty Hour is?
We're going to go in order.
Here we go.
Who has played the game before? Alexis hasn't. Naima, have you played?
Yeah, I played.
How does it work?
Well bitch, crack the shit up.
Okay, so Alexis, is
okay.
it true, being that this is Honesty Hour now, is it true that a certain person has naked pictures of you in an old cell phone that you've given them?
Yes, Dexter has naked pictures of me and the cell phone that I gave him. Next question.
Also, Alexis.
No, one at a time.
Oh, one at a time.
Let her go ahead, Jasmine.
No,
let her go ahead.
One at a time. Let's play or let's play right.
No, I want her to go ahead. I want her to.
So you can turn her.
So I can turn her.
Okay, Alexa, just get her now. We'll come back to you again.
Okay. Naima, is it true that Maya X Herrera, now Ms. Rahi's ex-boyfriend, CJ Garcon, has continually been trying to get over to your apartment?
Ooh.
Oh, Alexa, she took mine.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Vonna, your turn.
I have a question. Okay. TJ.
Mm.
Oh, shit. Okay. What is the real tea behind you and Ms. Rahi?
Ooh. If Vonna knows the answer, I'm glad she asked that.
A bunch of fake and phony bullshit. It has to do with a bunch of fake and phony backstabbing.
Well, you need to be specific. It's honesty hour.
Basically, certain people sit on the phone. Well, I'm not going to disclose the names because I'm not about to blow this topic back up into another thing.
All right.
People sit on the phone and want it.
If you don't stop, you got your little Monday. You got your little Monday. You interrupted last night. You are not going to come on this.
How did I interrupt last night?
She's talking to the wild receiver.
That was Kelly that did that. There were some people who sat on the phone and wanted to discredit everything TJ's done. Supposedly, I don't do nothing for the house of Ms. Rahi. My loyalty to the house came in subject.
You sound a little muffled. We need you clear.
I am.
He
clear.
Doesn't have to go into his full.
No,
detail.
I'm not answering. But he sounds muffled on the phone. We need him to be a little clearer in the tone.
Well, we hear what he's saying now. You must take the mics out.
It was basically, people on the phone, I don't do nothing for my house, for neither one of the chapters I'm in. My loyalty is up for question. They basically worked, got my title stripped. People claimed they didn't do it, that they didn't know anything about my title being stripped, and nothing was never done.
Okay. TJ, your turn. Jason, you're on the air.
Naima. Who is the last ballroom butch queen you fucked?
Oh, my Lord.
Shit.
What did I just walk in on?
I haven't.
You lying, motherfucker.
You lying.
How y'all think I'm lying? I haven't.
Okay.
If I'm lying, okay, then since it's honesty hour, you tell me, and I'll give you a yes or no.
You want me to start calling names? Do you want me to start calling names?
Because y'all seem to be all up in my backyard, honey, and apparently.
Girl, I won't even put you on blast like that.
Okay, so Naima, nobody?
No, nobody.
Okay. Do y'all all believe that Naima is telling the truth?
No.
No. I'm just getting here, so I'm playing catch up.
No.
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 Naima?
Okay, well, you know what? It's honesty hour. Throw a name out there, and y'all get one name apiece, TJ and Alexis, and that's it. And I'll give you a straight yes or no.
Why do they just get to ask a name?
Jason, we'll get to you. You're late.
I had rehearsal.
Go ahead, TJ, ask her.
What is that voice name? J-Lo Ebony.
No.
Alexis?
Oh, girl.
You laughing because you know you're lying, bitch.
I'm not lying.
The lines are lighting up. We're not going to waste our time on this. Come on.
I can't think of so many house numbers. I can't think like that. I'm going to let her have it.
All right, Naima, you got away with that one. Jay Rock, your turn.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know it went like this. I thought I was supposed to ask a general question. Everybody was supposed to honestly respond to my question.
I did, too.
I thought that's how it was, too.
Well, go ahead. Well, go ahead and ask her then.
Yeah, ask a general question. We can ask her. Okay. All right.
Have you guys ever, ever had a threesome?
We're going to go down the line, starting with
how many times?
Do
you
I
mean today?
Details, or what, I mean, what all you want to know?
Have you had a threesome?
And if you could go back, would you have changed that, or do you regret it, or would you do it again?
Well, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alexis, don't open the question up for more. Just answer it.
I've had one.
Do you regret it? Would you do it again?
No, I don't regret it.
Okay. Naima, you ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
Okay. You regret it?
No, I kind of wish I could get it again.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Bonner, you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
No,
I don't regret it, and yes, I will do it again, over and over again.
Thank you, Mama.
Have you ever had a threesome?
TJ. TJ. I can answer for you, yes.
Yes, I did, Chicago, and I wish I can do it all over again.
Who?
Okay. Meech?
Yes, I've had two of them.
Would you, do you regret it?
I regret the first one, not the second one.
Is that my son?
Brooklyn, have you ever had a threesome?
I have. And no, I don't regret it. Would I do it again? I'm sure.
Enrique.
Yes, I have. Yes, I will do it again.
I
know you have. I should have defended
you.
No.
Jason, you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Do it again.
No.
Oh,
mother, my sister, have you ever had a threesome?
No, I have never had a threesome before. I had a foursome.
I always thought three are better with them. You know, you just consider it three, you know.
Oh, no, well, it was four of us. It was four of us. I was the only girl, and it was fabulous. And, yes, I would do it again.
Go off, man.
Can you name the Butch Queens that was there?
Who?
Wait till it's your turn. You can get her. You'll
I'm sorry.
201-275, you're out of here.
It's me, Jasmine. I got disconnected this morning.
Mark, you ever had a threesome?
No.
Aw.
Wait, oh, Jasmine, you answer.
Oh.
I'm the host. I answer.
No. You're from the topic.
Have I ever had a threesome? Yes, I have. Would I do it again? Yes, I have. Did I regret it? No, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Okay, next person.
Y'all some free.
Don't be judging.
Next person is G.J. Rock Meech. You're on the air.
Kelly, name it for people, three additional people besides you and your fourth phone.
I was Mother Couture, and I don't sleep with my children, and it was three of them is Rahi.
This would have had to happen recently.
What'd you say?
So it happened recently?
About four or five months ago.
They said the names. He said name the names. I know two. So let me see if you gonna keep it real, bitch.
Yeah.
So is that how you got your directing position back?
Ooh. Excuse me?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I never slept that high up. Okay, George Mizrahi, Ira Mizrahi, and Little B Mizrahi.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was just
that
making
like
sure.
That sounds like a nasty
question.
Like
nasty.
In the milk
session,
place,
honey.
Yes.
Okay. Time. Okay. Your question.
My question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just want to go straight to Kelly. You only had a foursome before, Kelly?
Yes.
You never had a threesome before?
No.
Are you lying? All right.
Somebody
in the
background is loud.
That's Kelly.
That's not me.
It's not me. I'm muted.
All right. Brooklyn, what was your question?
I just asked her if she only had a threesome, and she said, yeah. I don't believe her, but okay.
Well, I was in a three-way relationship, but we never had sex.
Okay.
And that was with Vicky Gotti and Willie Mizrahi. We was all going together at one time.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. That's a slut. Okay, Enrique, your turn.
What, do I have to name the names?
No, ask a question.
No, your question.
Oh, my question. Oh, I was about to say, wow. What's my question? Oh, this would be a verse. It's going to be a stupid question, but when was the last time that anybody's gotten spooked, be it the Femme Queens or the Butch Queens?
Shit. Alexis?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, honestly speaking, like I said, I've never had a part where people make a big scene of me being spooked. So if it has happened, I don't know.
Naima?
Well, I get spooked all the time.
Bitch, I'm hanging up. Good night. Whatever alleyway y'all sleep in, bitch.
But if you want to get technical, today when I was in the line in Applebee's waiting, you know they give you the little buzzer thing when they crowd it and you gotta wait to go get seated, and
yeah.
I was standing in line and this woman just kept turning around. Twice, and I told myself, I said, this ugly, out of shape bitch, turn around one more time. I'm gonna read her. But she clocked, and she was keen with her girlfriend and everything like that. But she didn't turn around that third time though. But I mean, you know, I paid. Let me tell you something, and I'm gonna leave it alone because I know y'all start get along with it. To me, I don't strive to be real. I don't strive for realness or whatever like that. I strive to be overly pretty. Not animated, but overly pretty and just, I strive for that. So I think that is what gets me clocked every day. I don't care.
So you wear a lot of makeup?
No, I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I just like to be pretty. I be eyelashed out. Alexis will tell you every single time. I sleep in lashes, wake up in it, everything. I go out, honey, and I don't paint casket sharp, but I like to put on something, you know, and... And go out, honey, and meet the masses. And that's what gets me going.
All right, Vonna.
If I had to say a time, probably like 3 or 4 days ago when I left to Walmart, old cunt had spooked the tea because she was all into my conversation with somebody else. And she started watching and looking after that, so.
Okay, TJ? TJ?
Hello?
TJ?
Yes?
The question.
Oh, it's my turn for a question?
No, TJ. I'm a mute you. TJ, when was the last time you got spooked?
I really don't know. Like, my uncle's funeral, shit. My mama and them was making a funny comment, and I turned around.
Okay. J-Rock, the last time you got spooked?
Define spooked.
time they knew that you was a gay man.
A fag kid.
I have never been spooked, and if I have, nobody said anything.
Girl, we've all been spooked.
We're not saying we haven't been spooked. It's not been a big spectacle. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know anything about me ever being clocked or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure somebody have clocked, but nobody has ever brought it to my attention, ever. The way I act with y'all, I do not act like that on a daily basis. No, I do not. I'm a totally different person when I'm Cedric Johnson.
Who is playing the game? Who's playing the game?
Sorry.
Who said sorry?
Who else?
That's Kelly?
Yes.
You play Sims?
I'm trying something now.
That's right, girl. All right, Meech, the last time you got spooked?
November last year at a straight club. Oh. It wasn't no problem. The one that the boy that spooked me ended up being my piece.
Who?
Okay, got you. Brooklyn?
Shit, I don't know. No one's in it. I don't know.
Okay, Jason?
We know Jason. He just told us the other day.
I told y'all the other day.
When you was in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the same weekend you throwing motherfuckers in phone booths.
Kelly?
When I was walking down 125th Street 2 weeks ago with Alexis.
Yes, she was. I had to fall 2 feet back. They kept looking at her. I'm like, girl, let me fall back, girl. I don't want them to smoke my tea fucking with this big dick.
Mark?
I would probably say on the phone in the grocery store about almost a year ago, but in my own hood, they...
Okay. London, you're on the air.
Oh.
London.
Her green dot still didn't go through. It's still saying pending on my card.
Damn.
London. She must want an intro. Miss London going one.
You know, she's not going to talk about her intro mistake, girl. She thinks she's the diva, Grand Poobah.
Well, I got a burning question, honey, for everybody.
Hold on, Naima will be going in order.
You know that lady is not going to talk about her intro music, girl.
Ain't no intros on Wednesday.
Jason, your question.
Oh, my God. When was the last time a friend turned you?
Alexis?
I'm thinking. Oh, the last time a friend turned me. Well, I would have to say a few weeks ago, I was in the house asleep, and I woke up and I felt somebody playing with my titties.
Ooh.
And I jumped up and I'm like, what the fuck? And I asked the boy, I said, how did you get in here? He said, your friend let me in. So I was like, no, you gotta go. And I put him out, and I woke up. I went back to sleep. You know, I said, why would you let him in? You know, I'm asleep, whatever, whatever. And he was like, I woke up the next morning, and I realized my iPad was gone.
Oh, no.
My debit card was gone. And nobody seemed to know what happened to it. So that would be the last time I could think of that a friend turned me.
They're
not
your friends no more, are they?
No, we don't really deal with each other no more.
Wow, when someone turned me. Well, you know what?
Ooh, oh, my
babe.
God, who's in the band from?
You know what? Whose phone is that, seriously? Go ahead, Naima.
Wow. If I say this, they're going to know it. Okay. Well, after, okay, let me say this without being long with it. I have a friend of mine. Well, right now, I'm on the outskirts with them. But right now, I have a friend of mine who I thought we were friends. You know, we were really, really close, and we shared all types of information. We were just really inseparable, I thought. And a situation, a meeting had came up. And when before this meeting came up, this person had turned me and put me on the chopping block and threw me under the bus. And then even after the meeting, what have you, they turned me again. And then they had the audacity to say to me that I seemed a little distant. And I said, well, you should know why. And I just left it at that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. That was Kelly's phone.
Of course.
TJ, last time you got turned?
Candy World.
No, I did not get turned at Candy World. Shit, I don't know. I can't think.
They just told
right.
you. They strip you of your title and put you at the house.
They didn't put me out.
Vonna, the last time you got turned,
you did that, Jasmine. last time I got turned is when I was trying to open my door to someone to let them stay with me, and they call themselves being cute by trying to say things behind my back and do little funny shit and being cute on my time when they had no earthly room to, because you were staying with me, I wasn't staying with you.
Hello.
Jesus.
Thank you, Vonna. Hey, Ross, the last time somebody turned you. Hey, Rock.
Yes.
The last time somebody turned you.
Maybe y'all coming with some new words on me. Turn. Now y'all got to define goddamn turn. I'm the dumb motherfucker on the phone.
Oh,
what's
my
turn?
God. Can we get him the gay slang dictionary?
Y'all need to give me the gay slang dictionary, bitch. Y'all talking about turn. I'm like, I thought y'all was saying when the last time somebody knows how to fuck you or something.
Backstabbed you.
The day you was on the phone, on Facebook raising hell.
Bitch, the last time somebody turned me was Sunday, motherfucker, when I tell
See?
You somebody turned me, and I'm not going to say it on the live air, but the inner circle know what I'm talking about. Bitch, I was out of $700 to make sure that somebody didn't get killed.
That's not really a turn, though.
That's because of the lifestyle that I was raised up in, and I cannot escape it for nothing. Fuck.
All right, Mish, last time you got turned?
A couple years ago, slept with my ex-boyfriend. Well, my friend slash cousin.
Okay. Brooklyn, last time somebody turned to?
Who, me?
Last week, I gave somebody from my brother some work, you know, some to get us up there, da da da. They called me back and say it didn't work, but they end up getting their stuff and some of the shit didn't work. So I checked myself and the shit worked. So I'm like, all right, fuck you, so you ain't got shit from me no more.
And we
last week when I
wasn't it your question?
No, that wasn't my question. Oh, it was my question, wasn't it?
Your question was, when is the last time somebody touched you, right?
No, I asked that question.
My question was,
oh,
who?
Oh, Jason, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Enrique.
Last week when I was telling somebody in confidence to help them out something, and they went back and told the person exactly what I said, and it kind of got me in a bind. That's the last time somebody turned me.
Okay. Kelly?
Okay. The last time I was turned was just 3 minutes ago when you muted me.
Work. Besides that,
Child, I get turned every fucking day. Child, please. If it ain't one thing,
yes,
it's another day.
It's, that life is a turn.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Baby. My name is a turn.
Work. And Mark?
Probably would have to say feeling turned, probably like 2000.
Okay. Kelly, it's your turn for the question.
Oh, it's my turn for a question? Oh, let me see. I don't know. What would I ask?
It's already been 30 minutes into this game, and when I tell you,
let me see. Let me see. When was the last time anybody was fucked?
Who's going to carry now?
Oh,
Alexis, when was the last time you got fucked?
Quick.
Sunday night.
Oh?
Damn. On a low.
Name the last time you got fucked?
About a couple of months ago.
She
was
the last time you got fucked. Huh? Last time you got fucked.
Hi, Vonna.
2 years ago.
Girl.
You can't take it. Don't be upset because I use mine.
DJ,
damn.
Thanks for reaching out.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes, Tuesday.
On the Lord's Day.
Honey, just tell us when the last time you got them cakes played in.
Who?
Hoover.
Who is Hoover?
J Rock, last time you got fucked. Don't tell me you don't know what that means either.
Oh, that's a. July of last year?
Girl.
You've been playing Top of People Time for a whole year?
Somebody gonna butter them biscuits, honey, soon.
That gag of wings.
You know, last time you got fucked?
Mad last year.
Girl.
No, really, that's
it. Girls are upset on this phone.
I'm being really honest about it. It really has been with mad last year. I don't,
see,
this, even, I don't go around like that.
This game is like Dirty Hearts. See, I start a question, and then somebody else is supposed to follow up with the next question. You see, y'all don't know how to play, right? But go ahead.
Well, teach us, mother.
I know how to play.
Brooklyn?
7 months ago.
Okay. Enrique?
7 months ago.
What did you? Shut up.
Wait.
On your
Jason,
Dominican Republic.
Last night.
The Dominican Republic.
That's
who
why
said last night.
Phone?
You was listening
on
the phone.
That's why you was late on the phone rehearsing.
I was at rehearsal. Thank you.
That's what they call it now. I know what that means.
Let me
value my wall.
To hear me clearly when I say this, sax, I don't ever have to rehearse. I got that down pack. Thank you.
Oh,
well, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Mark.
What?
I keep a hula hoop by my bed. Thank you.
I can't hear Mark. Did you answer the question?
In April.
In April. Okay.
The
Mark,
CDO, the CDD?
Liar.
Huh?
Mark, you said April. Not with that picture sent up in that house. I know it ain't been no April.
We said the last time I got fucked, right?
Yes.
In April.
The CEO of the CDB.
Is that when the boy gave you the shitty kitty?
I think it's a couple Pinocchio noses up on this dog online.
You cannot even try that. I answered the question honestly. The last time I've been fucking my ass.
Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
I said
okay,
the Dominican
Mark,
Republic, so I told the truth.
Mark, it's your turn for the question.
Okay, when was the last time you fucked somebody?
Now the girls are gonna get crafty.
Alexis, the last time you fucked somebody.
Child, you about to not even ask her, cause
well, seeing as that post up, I've had my pussy since 2005. It's been a long time.
Naima, last time you fucked somebody.
Last week.
When she braided that boy here.
Lana, last time you fucked somebody.
Last night.
Yes, last night.
The girls is wearing the boys out. I can't.
DJ, the last time you fucked somebody.
August.
J-Rock, last time you fucked somebody.
Well, I can't lie because they're on the phone line, so.
Oh.
Are we on the air?
See,
we need to be playing Dirty Hearts because somebody's supposed to come with a question and say, who?
Yeah, see, that's how they were supposed to, exactly, teacher. That's how the girls were supposed to eat it.
Y'all
the
didn't next... say nothing. I don't know. I've never played.
Right. Yeah,
that's how the game was supposed to cut.
Somebody
asked
a question, and then the name come next.
They said
they're on the phone, though. We play Honesty Hour or Bloody Hearts?
Dirty Hearts.
Play Honesty Hour.
Dirty
okay, hold on, because I'm about to put two and two together. So when was the last time? Who was that?
J-Rock,
when was the last time?
It was in June, but it's not somebody on the cast. I said it's somebody on the phone line. If they want to press one, then they can say their name.
Okay.
I was going to say there's not too many people missing from the cast.
It was 4 days ago, but it went a butch clown.
Oh?
I can't.
What did you say?
It was 4 days ago, but it went a butch clown.
Brother, you up fucking Ishfog?
Yes, Yaka, I was up fucking Ishfog.
That's you.
Okay, who's next?
I just lost Sunday's dinner.
You're a Queen Nefertiti in the chat room. Your question didn't get paid because I'm the only one that can read your question. I will be taking questions when we go down the line.
I'm about to pull Obama, Miss Moderator. Are you going to answer some questions?
You want to get muted? Okay.
Wait a minute.
Brooklyn.
Oh.
Huh?
Last time you fucked somebody, Brooklyn, come on, seriously, quickly.
2 weeks ago.
Enrique.
Today.
Who was it?
I'm not answering that.
I got an inbox question.
Wait, Jasmine, who's next to ask a question?
I am. Jason.
I am a total bottom. I have never fucked anyone.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yes,
sorry
the fuck
to hear
I
that.
Do. I'm missing not being shitted on.
So wait, I'm looking at this. Don't do it.
Kelly.
This morning.
I knew that was coming.
Who was it?
Mark asked the question. I'm going to ask a quick question, and then we're going to go to these phone callers on the line.
We play Hey Man, guess the person, Kelly.
What?
Wait a minute. Did you ask me the question, Jasmine, or you said that wasn't my question?
Mark, you're the one who asked the question, right?
Right.
Yeah. we're going to leave it at that. The question from the chat room is, when is the last time gave someone 10 who really deserved to get chopped, Alexis?
That would be Rodney Prodigy and them at James Brown Ball.
Okay. Naima.
She don't judge. She don't walk.
I don't. What?
Ooh.
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 Okay, Naima is not a judge. She, Vaughn, the last time you gave somebody 10 that didn't deserve it?
Last weekend.
PJ?
What was that? At the last ball in Pittsburgh.
J-Rock, you ever judged before?
No, I don't. I've never judged a ball, but I'm totally gagging that this honesty I was bringing out these motherfuckers that's giving these unnecessary tens away.
Shut up, J-Rock, and answer the question.
Who?
I said no. I've never
okay, he's not about this life. Next.
Why are you manhandling my brother like that? You ain't even manhandling my brother like that.
But,
I'm sorry. Is it my turn? Oh,
yes,
it was
when
last year.
When's the last time
ball?
You gave Shorty a chop? I mean, a 10.
Last year, Baltimore. One of the balls.
Brooklyn, you don't judge, do you?
Probably no.
Enrique?
I would have to say 3 months ago.
Then, you know, Jeff Kelly.
Chop, bitch. Y'all, you bitch. I'll chop everybody, bitch, please.
Bitch, stop lying. You phony, bitch. All that fucking lying, bitch. And Brooklyn,
yeah,
they say, Brooklyn, I heard you judged in Orlando.
I have. You live in Tenville.
Oh, okay. They say
Kelly,
no, Kelly. They say, never mind. No, say it. What they say? Was that the ball Kelly walked?
No, Kelly didn't walk.
Okay.
Alexis, stop trying it. I was wondering if I was
going to say something.
Okay.
Y'all just agreed. You just agreed
on by with that. And to the girls in the chat room, I was not on the panel for Pretty Boy Realness.
If you was on the panel for Pinnacle Red and Kelly, who would you have shot?
That's not a question.
Okay.
It's on the
CIA,
though.
Mark, the last time you asked, Mark, the last time you chopped someone that didn't, I mean, you gave them intents that didn't deserve it.
Jack, one of Jack's battle balls in 2003 at the Oklahoma Park.
Was that the one Kelly won over Tempest?
I actually have that. I have four on VHS, but I don't. I have that clip on VHS, but I don't. All right.
Well, that's all the questions. Now, Alexis, did you say you had a last question? Because I don't want to turn this to you today, because this is kind of boring to me. But did you have a question, Alexis?
Hold on. I got one coming through.
Oh, God. Tell Marcus to
I got one.
In.
I got one. To the root. We just answered the question, so now I got one for everybody. Name
CJ.
The last person you had sex with.
It's not
what?
Your go.
Carla, could you please hurry up? What $5,000 you feel as though you wasted and give it out, Jasmine?
Tell that person who is asking you the question to call in.
Marcus, press 1 and call in and ask yourself. Marcus is now on the phone lines, Jasmine. He just pressed 1.
Okay, when we go, now, Marcus, you can sit right there when we go to callers, and we can go to you. Naima, didn't you have another question?
I did, but I had forgotten it, but, It'll hit me before 1 o'clock get here, Trav.
Okay, we got 19 minutes. Vonda, did you have another question?
Not right now.
Okay, TJ, did you have another question?
Yeah. Name
we
the last person you had sex with.
No.
You can't say no.
Alexis, last person you had sex with.
Honestly?
Yes.
I don't know.
This boy that my daughter had brought over to my house when she was up here, honey, last week, that comes over here, you know, periodically.
Was it a deaf boy?
No, he's not deaf. He has all of his senses.
And no walls.
No, he has them.
TJ, I mean, Rana?
I'm just saying it was Mir. He was a piece of trade.
Phil Queen is trying me.
Y'all wouldn't know him. It was a friend in July, same person, but I'm not gonna say his name because he's not in the ballroom.
Okay, Enrique.
Steven. No, I would have broken up and said, well, but that would have caused too much drama, so I'm going to say
Let me get my brother on the phone. Hold on for just a minute.
No, that's right. It's Steven.
Jason?
Some random dude in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks.
What the fuck?
I don't feel bad no more, Jason.
Yeah, I'll be carrying. Kelly?
Kelly?
This Puerto Rican piece of trade that I tried to get Naima to come over here and get to.
What was that?
What?
What was that?
This morning, last week.
Okay, bitch, you just said you had sex this morning.
This morning.
Stop,
yes.
Motherfucking lying, bitch.
Yes.
Who was it?
But
this
you know
morning.
What? If y'all was smart, a couple of people lied, too.
I don't have to lie about anything, baby.
Not you, Kelly, but there was a couple of other people that answered
Kelly,
the question
said,
today, but then they
said
Enrique,
that we
caught that too.
Hold on,
right.
Kelly, you said you fucked somebody this morning.
Naima knows who I'm talking about because I had it last week and this morning, and I tried to get her to come over to let off a day to get it.
Yeah.
No, she did, because she called me.
Shut up, bitch.
No, ain't no shut up because I'm confirming her story. She did, but I already
y'all
knew
both,
who the. I already knew.
But Naima already played with it already.
Y'all both lie together.
And Mark, the last person you fucked?
You said the last person. Now, what was the question?
The last person you had sex with.
To define sex, you have to. Oral, the last dick you sucked. Oh, his name is Damien. He's different.
Oh, that's him? Okay, Damien. Thank you.
Okay. That was CJ's question. Now we go down to Enrique.
I asked another one?
Yeah, they're just going to the last resort of them.
Okay. Wow.
We should have played the way Kelly wanted to play Jasmine. I think it would have been a lot more interesting.
I don't know. We're following the steps on it here now. You know, we can go into something else. But go ahead.
Who's the biggest ballroom crush?
Oh.
Good question.
It only could be one.
I mean, Alexis, who's your biggest ballroom crush?
I'm going to be so honest. Y'all know who I really want a piece of?
Okay.
Marquise, the trans man.
Okay.
Me too.
Naima, who's your biggest crush?
The biggest crush? Like, out of, I can only pick one?
That's
yes,
what I'm
only
saying.
One.
Yeah.
Only
I'm
one.
I
feel like a whore. I feel like a fucking whore.
My biggest crush.
But that was that. But you saved me because I would have went.
I would have went down a nasty list just now.
I would.
This
hard. Damn. Can you come back to me? Because I gotta look on this. Because he's my friend.
One person.
No, he's my friend. But I can't remember his name. But I got a picture of him.
Is this the person that you went out to eat with?
No, look at you. You was about to get that day.
I wasn't a pretty boy that was up here last week.
No.
That you fucked.
Girl, you so nosy.
Hold on. Wait.
See, this is how bitches lie. Now, wasn't we just on this phone last week and she said she fucked the pretty boy?
I went back to the hotel for a nightcap. And then I came home because I had to get on the radio show.
But wasn't wasn't he a pretty boy?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. I thought so.
Yeah,
and
but
he wasn't
he was a person I have had a crush on, but I could give y'all a different name of somebody else who I've had a crush on, too, that I want to
okay,
get.
Okay, well, give us the damn name.
The Herrera child I told you about,
AJ.
The light skin one. Huh?
AJ.
Well, girl, you sure, because you sure was stuck over San Antonio Revlon one time.
Well, yeah, I'm over it now. I didn't, you know.
Oh, fine.
Huh.
You tested the waters.
Who's your biggest ballroom crush? Shit. I already don't have. Jody X Mensa.
Oh, good.
Is he an X Mensa now?
I thought
no.
He was.
No, he back, I think.
Oh, he back.
Did he have Jody March?
Who?
Jody.
Don't try it, TJ.
Kelly, is he in the house?
I don't know.
Okay, TJ, your biggest crush?
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because she got a lot.
Yes, she do.
Yes.
I couldn't define just one.
Can you just throw them all up in the air and just pick one and say it?
Jaden.
Okay. Jaden Ebony?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you said in my inbox.
J-Rock, who is your biggest ballroom crush?
Nah,
like
Amo.
Ballroom whore. My biggest ballroom crush is a film queen or a bush queen?
Oh,
it
my
doesn't
God.
Matter. It's called the biggest ballroom crush. I have to say my biggest ballroom crush is Sasha Sanchez.
I knew he was going to say her. I
knew
it.
Wow.
Oh, so you? Oh, let me shut up.
Fish.
Ooh.
Girl.
Enrique was questioning. Jason, who's your biggest
I don't have one.
Oh, you have one, darling.
I had, keyword was had. I don't have one now.
Caesar.
So, let's see.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll give you that. Caesar.
Caesar does the thing. No shit.
Somebody fix their phone, please.
What'd you say, Vonna?
Shimquit with 15 inches is cutting up down in that chat room, honey.
Okay. I'm trying to hear what Vonna said. What did you say, Vonna?
Nothing.
You said Caesar something.
I didn't say anything.
Well, who said it?
I said it.
Well, what did you say?
Caesar.
Y'all wasted time, honey. Y'all wasted time. Okay? Just the name. I got more questions.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Well, come on. Let's get to Kelly's questions,
man.
You know,
like,
this is a game you need to play on Tiny Tech, because you know when people are lying when you look at them.
Let's play the way Kelly wants to play.
I go down the line because everybody's just interrupting. So, again, Jason, who is your ballroom crush?
Caesar.
Okay. And Kelly, who is your ballroom crush?
San Antonio.
And Mark, who is your ballroom crush?
I never had one.
Okay. The next question goes to Jason. Jason, do you have another question?
No.
Spit or swallow?
Ooh. Hello?
What?
Spit or
this
swallow?
Spit or swallow?
This sounds like Butch Queen Hour instead of Honesty Hour.
Hello.
Wow.
We got less than 10 minutes left. So can
Butch
we
Queen
have
more time?
Naima, you didn't ask your question.
Spit or swallow?
You
so
said spit.
Alexis.
Up.
Alexis,
huh?
Spit or swallow?
Spit.
Oof.
Actually, I don't even want you to nut in my mouth. I'm just keeping it honest, but
okay.
I had the truth on my mind. Tell me, you and that motherfucking cheap-ass Android, bitch.
The phones are going crazy. The phones are lighting up.
I can't imagine.
I don't do either.
Lies.
I don't.
At least wait till last hour peroxide.
Here y'all go. I'm going to start muting y'all, so please don't make me get up. I'm trying to enjoy my blood.
Yahoo! My blood.
Ivana, spit or swallow?
Spit.
TJ, spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Wallow.
What? I said shit. That was not me.
J-Rock, spit or swallow?
I don't put nothing in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
Did you put that meat in there?
Yes.
Enrique, spit or swallow?
I don't put nothing in my mouth either.
Jason,
it
was Jason's question. Kelly, spit or swallow?
Neither
swallow.
One.
Neither one. And Mark, spit or swallow?
Neither one.
What did
you
say?
Neither one, he said.
Oh,
can I ask my next question before this time is
Kelly,
out?
Kelly, your time.
It's my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my first question was, my next question is, who was the last person you fucked?
We already said that.
Oh, I want the name.
We already said the name.
They didn't say the name. No, nobody never said the name. They said the first question that I asked
I did because I said Steve. I know I said the name.
Right. And I
no,
said,
that
I
was who.
His name.
And I said Mia, so I asked the question. Yeah.
No, that was that. That was who. That was who. Fucked. I'm talking about who fucked
you.
No. I asked
them
who was the person that they fucked.
Who was the person they fucked?
I said for the name. That's when they gave the name.
Yeah.
Stop being
okay.
Him.
All right, Kelly, another question. Come on.
Okay. Who was the last person you sucked their dick? Name.
Ooh. Is that my ex
I don't remember his name. Just damn.
Oh, wait, Meech, I forgot your question. Meech, you have a question?
My cab here. I got to go.
No answer. No habla español. No habla English.
No habla.
No, your question, Brista.
Oh.
Yeah, let's finish with
Do you want me to ask?
Really quickly.
Yeah,
Alexis,
Africa.
Alexis, who's the last person that you sucked?
The same boy who I can't remember fuck we signed it. I don't remember his name.
So she don't remember the child's name. Naima, the last
thing. My little pretty boyfriend last week.
Oh.
No, that's not his name.
Thank you, Dick. Thanks for listening.
Come on,
well, I had this other child. The child
no,
came
no,
out and
no,
I didn't
No.
I knew you was going to put your foot in your mouth sooner or later.
No. The child who came over here to get his hair braided, we did.
No,
no,
that's not
you
the last person.
The pretty boy.
You started with the pretty boy. We want the pretty boy's name.
Yes. Have y'all noticed this bitch always got a story with her thing?
Listen, I gotta go check my food. So I'm going.
Girl, you
Naima,
always cooking at 1 o'clock
play
in the morning.
Or what?
Nobody else been playing fair.
I've been playing fair.
I have too.
I don't remember.
I gave my
album.
Oh. But I was swore him. I can't tell
no.
You.
No, bitch.
Bitch, no, you
well,
wanted to play this damn game, ho.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have came.
Well,
you shouldn't have came on.
No more. Y'all up here just asking random questions.
You know, it's we being honest with our questions and our answers.
First name. Just give us a first name.
His nickname is Smitty.
Oh, God.
Bitch, you made that name up.
No, I didn't.
Smitty what? Smitty what house?
Oh, my God. Y'all said
yes.
The first name. Y'all
yes.
Said... I
no,
gave
we
his nickname.
No,
that's
that was Kelly. It was Kelly question. That was Jason or J Rock talking. Now, Kelly's answered the question, bitch. You think you're going to get out of this?
You
shit.
Think you're going to get out of this? No, honey, okay? I want Smitty what house, okay? And if, and no, you know what? I'm going to change the question around. I want to know the last ballroom dick that everybody saw.
Now, who's the ballroom porn stars? That's what the Queen Nefertiti want to know.
Okay, no, Naima. I want to know the last ballroom dick everybody saw.
Okay?
Can we
you start. Really quickly? Alexis, last ballroom dick you
saw.
Oh. I plead the fifth.
No, bitch. The last ballroom dick I saw would be Swiss and Rahim.
Who?
You hear me?
No.
No.
I said, who's with Rahi?
Face with Rahi.
Did she say face with Rahi?
Yes, she did.
Naima. Naima, ballroom.
He don't want balls.
Naima, last ballroom dick you suck. Naima, no story. Just say the last ballroom.
Oh my God, is it that hard? You suck that many?
Yes.
I haven't.
Naima?
It's 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Naima, you're holding up the process.
Naima? Either answer the question or put that bitch off the phone. We'll see her next week.
She the one came
next.
Up with this idea.
Right.
Smitty.
Naima, this is your...
I got my question, Jasmine.
What'd she say?
I got my question. But no, Naima. See, you wanted to play this game now, girl. You don't play fear.
No, Naima not playing. We're not playing with Naima no more. Okay, let's go to the next person because Naima don't want to play fear.
Put her off the phone.
No,
she don't want to
be off the phone. No. You ain't even the part of the original cast.
Hey, girl, you just a feeling on Tuesday nights. You're not about this life.
Okay, come on. Let's go to Vana. Because Naima's not playing fear.
I don't remember his name, but he had Twisted in the House of Revlon.
Ooh.
TJ?
There
should be no ums. Everybody should know this by the time we get down to you.
Exactly.
The last one would have to be... Who was the last bomb kid I had with?
The Miss Rock kid.
Dante Hayden.
You better say that.
Please. That was not me.
Jayden?
Actually, be truthfully...
Jayden
no.
Anthony?
No. The
Bye
last
now.
One... Y'all is curious.
Y'all
the last
playing
one
games.
Actually
Naheem
would have to be Naheem.
Naheem who?
Ebony.
Okay.
Don't
stop the press. No, come on, J Rock.
I've never fucked a ballroom dick.
Okay, Meechie.
This should be good.
Hey, Chris, I'm nothing.
Hi. It would be, See, this one's not... It'd have to be
Why
now.
Why is he so weak?
It would have to be Matt. This is Chanel.
Okay.
And North Carolina? Brooklyn said he don't munch.
Huh?
Brooklyn, who's the last ballroom dick you suck?
This Conchal.
Dama.
Enrique?
I want to ask Kelly who was the last piece of coochie she ate. Now, let's talk about that.
You can't play no more.
Naima, you can't ask no questions. Ooh. Naima?
Enrique?
Is he still here?
He's there, but I don't
I think we lost Enrique with that question.
No, he ran away. He ran away.
Jason.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh.
Enrique, last ballroom dick you suck.
I don't suck ballroom queen's dicks.
Okay.
I know that's
Jason?
Right.
I don't have ballroom kids.
Mark.
Mark.
Keith Ebony.
Keith Ebony. From D.C.?
I now ask this question after Gagaween.
Okay, y'all want me? I already answered.
Yes, you answer it too.
I already answered. I already answered the question earlier when I said I had a foursome. I answered the question.
Oh, you
all
did.
Three,
she did. She
all
did.
Three of them.
Oh.
Wait, okay, what? I got a question.
Who's been a fly on that wall? No shade.
Okay.
That was a nasty
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to take some callers. I'm sorry callers
okay.
for being on hold so long.
Go ahead.
Let me go to them really quickly. Private caller, you're on the air.
Taking the wrong way. Shit.
Private caller.
I have a quick question. I wanted to know, Kelly Mizrahi, this question is for you. When you had sex with Pretty Boy Rich Mugler, how many times did he shit on your dick?
Oh shit.
Oh, my God. Thank you for reaching out.
Thanks
for being a friend. Travel down the world and back again.
You a golden girl.
Kelly.
No, answer the question, Kelly.
I never had sex with him.
Okay. So you never had sex with him?
No, I never had sex. I don't have to lie about anybody I had sex with. I never had sex with him.
I want to.
Thank you, caller. Marcus, you're on the air.
Oh, I guess I'll edit my question. My question is for, I guess, anyone who's ever had a ball. What's the... Who do you feel is the one your money that shouldn't have? I guess that's
why are you gonna edit your question now?
Yeah, right.
Why
now?
Are you gonna edit your question?
I pressed one a long ago.
Okay, well we know your question that you already asked. We wanted you to come up here and ask Jasmine yourself.
Well, I didn't know if y'all was allowing questions like that, but when y'all said press one, did I hesitate, Kelly?
It's honestly hour. You can ask me anytime.
Jasmine, who was the worst person?
He
wanted to ask was who was the worst person that you felt that you gave your $5,000 to?
I think I know the answer to that.
Ask the question. Whose background is that?
Somebody by a computer.
Go ahead with your question.
My question is, out of all the $5,000 you've given out, who do you feel was the least deserving? I'll say it like that.
Okay, it is now 1:04 a.m., so all the hours is over. Now, if everyone wants to continue to play the game, you guys are more than welcome to play the game. We're going to the Heart Foundation, or whatever you call it. But as far as me answering any questions, I'm sorry you should have called for 1 a.m.
You turned that because you made sure you were going to wait until after 1:05.
I actually did, but, you know, that's fine. I'll wait till the next time Honesty Hour plays. I'll make sure I get through.
No, I think we know the answer to that, though. I think we all know the answer to that.
I really don't know. I really don't.
I'll answer the question. I'll answer it for you.
Answer it, Kelly.
Go ahead, Kelly. Say it and see if it's the same one I'm thinking about.
Okay, I'll answer the question for you because, bitch, you know I'm a bold motherfucking bitch. The worst $5,000 she ever gave out was in motherfucking Atlanta at 708, Miss Thing, that best dressed category.
Was Stuart what? I mean, when Kadam won the $5,000?
Yes.
When Stuart came out of drag?
Yes. With that ill fitted suit that did not zip up in the back, Miss Faye, and the judges did not pay attention and get into all of that, Miss Faye. That was the worst $5,000 she ever gave out.
Okay. Thank you, Seth Kelly, for your opinion on the worst $5,000. Since Marcus is asking the question, maybe everyone else can answer them. Alexis, what do you think was the first $5,000 I gave out?
You said the first or the worst?
Worst.
The least deserved.
Somebody got a bad echo on their phone.
They
yeah,
really
who is that?
Marcus, is that
true? Better? Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I'm sorry. It's this new iPhone headset. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, good.
He's a jump.
Oh. Let me see. Let me see.
Okay, Naima.
I don't really know. Naima's not playing Jasmine next.
No, what you mean I'm not going
to
play?
Because you didn't answer the question. You didn't tell us who the ballroom dick was, you suck. So you can't play the ball.
I can answer this.
No, next.
Hold on. No, Jasmine,
can
you
I
said
say
the worst time that you gave out?
Yeah.
Can I answer it?
Yeah, I agree with Kelly.
Okay, TJ?
I say from the face expression of the collections of all in 09, it will be the ginger.
Yes, that's what I would say,
that's
too.
That's what I was getting ready to say, my face.
I would say the ginger, too.
Because when you were sitting on that stage, your face was looking really like, really? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me.
They already answered.
Okay, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Hold on. There's no shade. That's my friend, but Ginger.
Okay, Ginger. J-Rock, me, Jason.
What's the question? Because I couldn't hear with all that noise.
I know, somebody's phone.
Somebody!
You are speaker.
It's Marcus. It's Marcus.
Yes, that's Marcus. We just muted him. Marcus, that's your fault again.
Now, what was the question?
What is the least deserving $5,000 category you've seen? I gave out something like that, too.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I'll have
and
to go look at a clip.
Mark?
Ginger.
Okay. All
damn,
right.
That must
and
have been a bad clip.
That's pretty much everybody's honesty hour. We
can somebody post
callers.
That clip?
We did take two. Just go, child. You can find it.
And the way she just said that really, really made me think it.
We're gonna play honesty hour. We're gonna play this game. May 30th. I mean October 30th.
October 30th.
Yes. After Gagawade.
So. My lips will be sealed with chapstick.
My sister knows me very, very well. 706-910, you're on the air.
Hello, what's going on, everybody?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Macari, I got a question for you guys.
We're listening
okay.
to Macari.
All right, this is my question. How low should you be experienced at the bottom before you start shitting on niggas' dick?
Well, can I answer that since I'm the only total bottom on it?
And TJ can answer that, too.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
You're right.
And so can Alexis.
Okay. Let me say something. Bitch, I have been sucking dick since the age of motherfucking 8 and been getting fucked since 12. Nor have I ever placed any feces on anybody. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Okay, look like. I don't believe
okay.
that. Honestly, I was over. Oh, it's over?
Well, this should be called lying hour.
I think that after, I honestly think after a month. You've had enough time to experience and learn what you're supposed to do before you have sex with someone. So I think after a month. But if you've been fucking for years and you still shitting on people's dicks, you need to just be sat in the corner somewhere.
Say that about the face girl.
Okay.
Well, I never had that problem.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Now this is my point. We just played Honesty Hour for an hour. I don't see the game. Because you know why I don't see the game? And this is exactly what happens on Facebook and with all these games and stuff. I don't think a lot of people are going to be truthful about it. They're going to have something to hide. They are going to pull the Naima and TJ stunt. And they're going to beat around the bush. So, you know, people really care.
Wait a minute, why is it not even TJ stunt?
Yeah, not even TJ
stunt.
Everybody's not going to be upfront and honest. Everybody's not going to be truthful about it. And I just don't really kind of get it. I guess it's fun, like you guys say, it's a game. I think, like what Kelly said, you know, you guys know how to make it hot. But I just think sharing a lot of information like that out there is not going to really go anywhere with it. But, Kelly, give me an example of what you really say when you say make the game hot. Like, you
okay,
know, give me an example of how the game should be played.
This is how the game should be played. It should be played just like Dirty Hearts. Everybody asks a question, and when they ask a question, the next person that has a question follow up with that same question, but to get the name out of the person or what they did with the person. Like, I get the way, when was the last time you had sex?
And then I'll come right behind
and
say,
when
who was it that you had sex with?
And then the next person come and say, well, who was the last person you had sex with? And they name. And then it goes from there, and then the questions go and go, and the game just keep going until you find a bitch that's telling a lie, Miss Thing, and then you X her out the game, Miss Thing, and she's eliminated from the game.
Word. That's kind of cute. Now, how are you going? What order do you go in?
You just go straight down. You go straight down the list just the way if you was to play Dirty Hearts. So you sit in a circle, and whoever pulls a heart, they ask a question, and the next person that pulls a heart asks a question, and they go. And you just got to play with girls that you know is going to be truthful and honest, Mistake, bitch. I ain't got a lot of shit that motherfucker did, bitch.
Hold on. Jasmine.
Yes?
Can you mute 98.5 in the chat room, please?
What you doing?
I'm not in there. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, yeah, hold on. 98.5.
What do you do?
Carry him.
Forgot to love the word that he gave his begotten son. She's trying it.
Oh, I don't see 98.5 on the list. Is that No, I don't see their name.
He's putting Bible scriptures in there.
It's 98.5 WVERVE radio.
Oh, you want to let him compare his Bible scriptures in there? Go ahead, baby. Preach the word, honey. Preach the word. We ain't nothing wrong with the word.
They were complaining. That's all, honey.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with the word, honey. This chat room is open for anybody that's on Blog Talk, and if they see us up there for an hour's on, and they can just come and be a part of the room. If he want to preach the word, baby, definitely preach the word. Ain't nothing wrong with a little word, okay, baby? But we're going to still have our topic. You can preach your word, and we're going to preach our word, okay?
All right. So, back to the game. Whoever is not truthful or honest, they get booted off the game, correct?
Yeah. This is how the last time I played Dirty Hearts, we all sat in my bedroom, and everybody sat up around my bed. And when you found out that somebody was lying because you knew your girlfriend and you knew everything she did, they got X'd out the bedroom, and they couldn't play anymore, and they had to come sit in the living room until the game just kept going and going and going.
Okay, we're going to do that, and whoever gets X'd is going to get muted. So, what's
the game again? So you have to ask a question, then immediately ask another question?
So that'll be next. That'll be after Gagawin?
No, it's now.
It's like this, Enrique. I will ask you who's the last person you had sex. I will ask everybody who's the last person that you. When was the last time you had sex? Everybody would answer the date, the week, or whenever it was. Then the next person to come right behind and get the right, who was the last person you had sex with? And did somebody else follow up with another question? Well, what did y'all do or how position y'all did?
Oh, okay.
And keep going on like that.
So everybody answers the question, but then that next person continues on.
Yeah, continue
okay.
on with the questions,
okay,
and then
gotcha.
Just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and then, you know, and
no
then eventually somebody like Naeem or TJ will get muted, Miss Thing, because they don't want to answer the question.
Okay, that does sound fun. And it is easy to get caught up in because, you know, evidently people on this phone got caught up and we wasn't even playing that game. And I counted three lies.
All right, so Kelly, kick it off.
Oh, well, you already answered about the sexual stuff, so we can, and the people's names, so we can move on from there.
Baby, Naima, Naima, listen, honey, okay? Baby, please.
I'm just reminding you what you've already asked.
I don't want to kick it off. Let Alexis kick it off. She know how to play this
Alexis
game.
Alexis, kick it off.
She played this before.
We don't need to repeat any questions that's already been asked.
You can't tell nobody how to play this game.
Okay. What was the... No, this ain't going to apply to everybody. Okay, it would apply to some people. When was the last time you got full, and who did you get full with?
Oh, okay, Alexis.
Now, who answers the question, Kelly? Everybody?
Everybody answers the question, and they can say, well, I never got full before, I never, you know, and then it just goes
on. That's not how we play Bloody Hard.
How do you play it,
Jason?
We play Bloody Hard is like one person picks a heart, and everybody in the circle ask that one person a question, and then once everybody asks that person a question, then
have no physical cards putting, so we got to do it how Kelly say that.
Putting.
Right.
So I got you.
Okay, now you know how we're going to do it? This is how we're going to do it. We're going to pick the hearts. The hearts is going to be the person with the lowest area code, and then we're going to move on. So starting off with Mark. Mark is the one who picked the heart. Everybody ask Mark a question.
Oh.
Alexis.
Mark, how fun is your friend did?
8.5 inches.
Oh, okay.
Naima? I really don't have a question for Mark.
You suck it? Do you suck it or he sucks shit?
I suck it.
Okay,
Kelly,
you went out of turn. Naima, Vanna?
Name the person that you let fuck you.
Corey.
Who?
You said
DJ.
I'll pass, but I don't have one for me.
J-Rock, you got a question for Mark?
Are you really the president of the Clean Booty Bottom Club?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes, I am, J-Rock. Very invested. I'm very invested in that. Yes, I am.
Meech?
What position was you in? Or they in?
Yes.
You was just in. What position was you or the other person in that you just named that you said was the last person I fucked you or you fucked them?
The position that I was in?
Correct.
I was in all of them.
Ooh. Yes.
That's
my body.
Can you fit the whole thing in your mouth?
Ooh. And just about anyone that comes my way, baby.
Work.
I don't have no questions for my brother.
And Kelly.
I ain't got no questions, baby.
It seems like Mark has survived the round. I have a question for Mark. Damn, I forgot. Mark, do you have any fake profiles?
Ooh.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Anybody else got no questions? Somebody ask the question. Follow back up.
Please somebody follow that question up.
I'm sorry. I was the last person for Mark. Mark survived the round.
That's some bullshit.
I'm next.
The next person is... Kelly, how are you next?
This is the last one.
Yeah, damn. My number 9.
The next one is J-Rock, 214. Alexis, really quickly so we can get through this and maybe we can get back to Mark. Question for J-Rock.
Top or bottom? What'd you say?
Top or bottom.
I'm versatile.
Okay,
no
Naima.
Such thing.
Are you going to let me glaze those donuts when I cut down there?
Oh.
Rock, you got to answer the question.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility.
Hold on.
Who
answered the question?
You just hit the right. Yes.
Who's answering the
question? Vonna, you can pick up on it. Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay. What would be the circumstances that you'll let her glaze them donuts?
Oh, y'all is if it ain't over 8 inches.
Oh,
well, then.
What
was
that?
Yeah, they count her out.
Oh, well, she definitely ain't glazing because it's bigger than 8.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, because I value my walls.
Ooh.
CJ, your question?
What position you going to let her get it in?
She X'd out, ain't she?
She ain't X'd out. That bitch still gonna get it.
But no, you see, the question was, you should have asked TJ, if she was only 8, what position would you give it?
Oh, that was TJ's question. Oh, that was TJ's.
It's not
okay.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Meech, go ahead.
Are you gonna suck it first?
Ooh.
J Rock.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Oh. He said yes. Send me a picture of J Rock.
Okay. I don't
like this game.
Wait a minute.
If I
wear a wig and say halfway in, can I do it?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What you say now?
I can't repeat it.
If he put on a wig,
and put a
he go halfway in.
Can you get
oh, no.
Wow.
Jason?
So, is it possible that you, Naima, and another Butch Queen can do a threesome at Gaga Wayne?
Oh, yes, baby, down.
Oh, whoa,
minute, Kelly.
Oh, my God. And so, when y'all do this threesome, are you gonna suck both of them off before they get the glaze?
Ow.
I like this.
No, Kelly, that's not a question. You're yeah. an ex-girl.
You know what?
Alexis.
Fuck it, yeah, it don't matter.
Oh, I know, that's right.
Yes,
really
Gaga Wayne is
going to
be.
Alexis,
okay, hold on, wait. Since Naima's going to be the field queen, who would you want to be the Butch queen to join it and have the threesome with you?
Enrique.
CJ?
What?
TJ?
Huh?
She'll love that.
She sure will.
Somebody inbox me a picture of J-Rock.
J-Rock Dupree, girl. I love
him.
Mark, you have a question?
I'll be at the 900F Marriott Courtyard.
we going back there, Kelly?
What?
I said we going back there?
Yes.
Okay.
Mark, your question to J-Rock?
That's the courtyard. That in the courtyard.
We going with Conjure.
Huh?
I said, with all the activities going on, brother, are you gonna wear a condom?
Oh.
Oh, of course. I'm gonna wear Trojan's bare-skin latex condom because they feel like they're not on when they're on. With ID Millennium Glide. Are you gonna give them one too?
Ooh, that looked horrible.
I tell you what, though, everybody must flip if I'm gonna flip.
Hello.
And my question.
You're gonna be like, oh.
J-Rock got some cute legs.
I can watch her. Can I hold the camera?
Look at you.
That's fine. Y'all got me sweating like a motherfucker, but I'm a sailor. Let's do this.
Wait. You heard her. You said that's fine. Okay, great. I'm gonna bring my video cam.
And I'm gonna post it on YouTube.
I'm not gonna
post it.
No,
you can't post it on YouTube. You'll be banned.
Oh well. It's going on YouTube. Charlie, it's a picture of J-Rock in the bump.
I got it already, honey.
We're scrolling through his profile now.
But that's not a good picture of him.
I have a question
for J-Rock.
Okay, go ahead.
J-Rock, besides Dasha, name three other fem queens you would like to have?
Sasha?
Mm-hmm.
Asia?
Mm-hmm.
Olympiada?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Okay. I just like this little one named Tiny, Mizrahi.
Okay.
Tiny Toon. That's three, right? Asia, Tiny Toon, and I'm trying to think of anybody else. I really don't know nobody else that I would.
Okay.
I guess, Kelly, you're going to be beside me holding the other camera.
Mm-hmm.
All right, really? Really?
I'm going to be in the footage.
The next person we have is, you know what? I'm sorry, Naima. We have to go to you because you're a private caller and your numbers come up as 111.
No. I can tell you my number is 718, my house number. You got my house number.
But that's not what it came up as.
She might be on her cell phone number 240.
We're going by the switchboard.
We're going by the switchboard and it says 111.
111, you're number one. Next.
She should have been the first one.
Alexis, your question for Naima.
You don't answer me the ones you already asked me already.
Which one of your house members you haven't fucked that you would like to?
Which one I haven't that I would like to?
Yes.
I can only name one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Give me three of them that you want to have a threesome with, an orgy with.
Okay,
yeah.
Three. All right, that's better. The child, I think he's from North Carolina. He tall, light-skinned. Damn, what the fuck is his name?
Manny.
Manny.
Uh-huh.
Chicken.
No. I probably would, but he wouldn't be in this list, though. Manny. Now you really got me to remember names. What the fuck is this? Fresh.
Okay.
And the third one. Oh, wow, what the fuck is his name? Oh, my goodness, Alexis, you got me tonight.
He's not in your house no more.
Oh, right, he's not in my house. But, yeah, I would have said him, but he's not in my house. Well, what you say to my house?
This is going to be long with
19. Well, okay.
Yes, oh, my God.
All right, I named two. All right, so the next person, shit.
The name
of
the faith boy's dick that you sucked.
Rana,
you never answered that.
No, we already got all the names. Don't try again.
You never answered it, though.
It's on me, Jasmine.
Yeah, a question for Naima, real quick.
What's the pretty boy that you had the nightcap with? What's his name?
You already asked me that. I remember that was in the last hour when I didn't answer it.
Of course, you didn't answer it. I'm answering you now.
Because you must get it now.
Girl.
Okay, meet her.
Everybody be quiet. Naima, come on.
Y'all can meet me there.
Thank you, Naima. It was nice playing with you.
Thanks for reaching out.
I'm sorry, Naima. Stopped the game.
That's what the girls knew what they was doing.
Yeah. The next person, we lost Naima. Congratulations to Mark and J-Rock so far. The next person is Vonna.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Ah, shit, I'm next.
How big was that sack you purchased today?
It was an 8-ball.
Yes! Finally, yes! That's my girl. I'm about to meet up with you. Yes!
TJ, your question for Ivana?
What piece of trades you got coming over after this radio show?
Oh.
My friend that left last night, Mia. Go ahead, next.
J-Rod.
What are you and your friend going to do when they get there?
Bitch,
I'm going
like
to fuck him, and he's, I'm going to fuck him, and he's going to suck my dick, and then he's going to leave.
Yes.
Sex.
What ballroom bush queen have you fucked?
What happened?
It sure got weak.
What did you say? Say that one more time.
What ballroom butch queen house name have you fucked?
Who asked that question? Enrique or me?
That was
Enrique.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a ballroom queen that y'all don't know, so that way it's not bad. His name is Brandon Blahnik. Go ahead.
Okay. Give us a ballroom butch queen name that you fucked that we know.
You said that I was.
Give us a ballroom butch queen name that you fucked that we all know.
Thanks for reaching out.
Oh my God. That I messed around with Joe Diaga.
Well,
yeah, you had the first one that came down.
Meech, did you ask your question?
My question is with Mia, whoever.
The trade, okay. Yeah.
What's the nastiest? What do you talk during sex? What's the nastiest thing you say to him?
I do talk during sex, and I ask him who bitches he and what he likes to say.
Oh.
Yes, Vada, get it in, girl. I like that.
Jason,
right.
Your question, Vada.
Y'all are really trying. Oh,
yeah. I don't have a question.
Good.
Kelly?
Kelly asked me a question already.
I asked already.
Okay.
J-Rock, right?
Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Jasmine, you got a question?
Oh, yeah, I got a question.
So, wait, do we get to ask Jasmine questions as we ask him questions?
It's not my number yet. Vonna,
yes.
You said earlier that a butch queen did all that stuff to you. What is that butch queen's name? The butch queen that turned you.
Zay Ebony.
Who?
Oh, Naima Little Peace.
Oh.
Zay Ebony.
That's new to me.
I thought it said Zay.
I said Zay.
She said Zay. Naima Little Peace, the one that I put all his pictures up.
I
said
the one Kelly put the naked picture up in.
Yeah, the one that I put the naked pictures up in. He thought Naima sent me the pictures.
Oh.
Okay, thank you, Lana. You have survived the round. TJ is on you. Alexis, get TJ.
All right. So, TJ, is it true that you really want to suck Champ's dick?
Yes.
Ooh.
Next question.
Lana, TJ.
Name. First name and house name of the last three ballroom queens that we all would know. The sex. Who did you have sex with? All three. Three people.
That you all would know.
That we all would know.
Okay. Let me go back three ballroom people.
That many?
Yes.
Ooh.
My finger is going down to the mute button.
It take you this long to think of the last three people you had sex with?
Pampers
Ooh.
And Red.
Ooh. Pampers and who else?
Yeah. Did he say who?
Who? Pampers Milan. Go ahead.
Rich Aga.
Twin,
well, shit, y'all don't even know him. Who was the third one that I've had sex with? Oh, Oral Count 2.
Yeah.
Naheem Ebony.
You took
all
those
three people, you have sex with all three of those people?
No, not sex with all three. Oral counts as sex too, so only two of them fucked me.
Well,
the first two fucked him, the last one he had oral was.
J Rock, your question for TJ. Wow.
My question for you is, is you gonna let me slip you?
Oh.
Oh,
anything's possible.
Oh, well, Lord.
Anything's possible when you, when he has a couple of cocktails.
Oh, well, then, baby, I'm bringing all. What do you like to drink?
Oh, but wait a minute. Not you and a half a pill. You got it.
I'm gonna need a 64 gigabyte card for this one.
I'm sorry.
Child Gagaween is going to be many, many things.
Miss Dane Gagaween, honey, I got Marriott papers. I need everybody in the same hotel room. I need all the whole cast and everybody in the same hotel room.
Actually,
I'm
already in the same hotel with you. And I remember, I still got my master key.
Okay, I need to block out a whole floor.
Damn.
Okay. Make that reservation.
Meesh, your question for TJ?
What's your favorite position?
Oh, my bad.
Come on, CJ.
I just said it, on my back.
On your back. Enrique, question for TJ.
RJ wants us not to do sexual questions, so what house would you go to next?
He can't dictate what question they The hell
who
with him.
Who said I'll ask sexual questions?
RJ.
Who's RJ?
Diddy.
No.
Catastrophe. Ask the question, KJ. He asked
your
question.
What house would I go to next?
Yes,
I haven't made up a definite mind, but if I was to choose between two houses, if I had to pick, it would either be Milan or Chicago.
Right.
Isn't that what was said before? But go ahead.
Yeah.
Jason, question for TJ.
So how long are you going to be in the room with Naima and J-Rock? Is that going to be an all-night thing?
Well, that's not who my plans are for Gagaween.
Oh.
You said that's not what? Say that again?
He said that's not his plans are for Gagaween. My question is, somebody, well, but this is not my question. I just see it in the chat room. They said, would you let a femme queen do you?
No.
There go your
Mark,
question,
your
girl.
Mark, your question for TJ?
I don't have a question.
You don't have a question?
I mean, I don't have a question to ask.
Okay, and TJ, my question for you is...
Damn, that's not the question I wanted to ask him. Shit.
Oh, we'll too.
What?
Oh, we'll get back to you.
Who said that?
That's Jason.
TJ, my question for you is... Do you like to pose nude and post your pictures on Facebook or just have people look at your pictures on Facebook for attention?
Huh? Wait, do I like to pose nude and take pictures on Facebook?
Yes.
No.
Then why do you do it?
I don't have any nude pictures on Facebook.
Oh, you do have nude pictures on Facebook. Why do you leak your pictures on Facebook? Is it... Does it make you feel?
You say he leaks his own pictures?
Yes, he does leak his own pictures.
Shit.
When I send them to people because they want the picture.
Okay. Who's next?
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next?
Right, I guess TJ survived by the
hair on his chinny chin chin.
On his hair on his chinny chin chin. The question, next person.
Y'all tried to get me out.
Okay,
Brooklyn.
Alexis,
don't you try me. What Michi is this? I need to know.
California.
Michi
Ebony. Overseer Ebony from the West Coast.
That's right.
Do I know him? Send me his link. Send me his link to his page so I can see him. So I can know what we're doing. What
girl.
Are we asking?
You know what? What was the question, Alexa? I'm going to start going first. I'm tired of going last.
Yeah, go
I know
first,
how to set it off. Okay, you ready, Mitch?
I'm ready.
Have you ever had sex with anybody in your choir?
Oh, my current choir?
Yes. Well, your choir, any choir that you've been in.
I have.
Okay, Alexis?
How many of your house members have you had?
Thank you.
I'm opening the door for y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm following up next.
Well, one is no longer a house member, one still is. They're both still with my lovers.
Can we have both of the names, please?
Is that your question?
Uh-huh, that's my question.
R.C. Ebony and Tree Ebony X Ebony X Redline.
Oh.
What? Ooh,
oh, my question is, what?
It ain't your turn, Kelly.
DJ.
So, out of those two, who had the best sex?
I'm gonna have to be honest.
Well.
I'm gonna have to say
RC. J-Rock.
Did you say that just so you wouldn't have to be sleeping on the couch?
Ooh, I'm not with the either now.
Okay, Enrique.
Have you ever slept with any pastors of the church who sing that?
No. Ain't doing that
Jason.
Anymore.
Who tops who? Who bottoms who?
Damn, Jason.
Or as far as what?
Your lover.
RC and Trey.
Oh, I was the bottom. I mean, you know.
Kelly?
I ain't got no questions. Jason asked it.
And Mark.
Do you have any members of Butch Queens in your church?
Not my current one, but I have.
Oh, I got a question. Have you ever had any one of the deacons in your church?
Everything on their knees, they ain't praying.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Take me to the water.
Did he answer the question?
Not at my church, but at another church.
Okay. So he survived the round. 3-2-3. Next person looks like it is... Who is it, Kelly?
3-2-3. The next
to Enrique.
He should be 4-4-3.
Yeah.
And that's
4-1-0. It's 4-1-0. Yeah, it's 4-1-0.
So yeah, he's next. So Enrique's next, and then you, Jason. Go ahead.
Uh oh.
Alexis and Enrique. Oh no,
okay.
I asked the question first.
Okay, go ahead.
Enrique. Have you ever taken any type of drugs in order to enhance your body?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Alexis.
Okay, Enrique, I'm sitting here looking at your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a two-part question. How big is it?
Damn.
9.5.
Have you ever dated a femme queen?
Have I what?
Have you ever been with a femme queen?
No.
Okay.
Hello,
I'm not just surprised. What
you said? I was about to say. What's the name of the last person you fucked?
What's the name of the last person? I answered already, Steve.
Okay, there you go.
JJ?
Is it true you fucked Goddess?
Oh.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
That's my sister. Not too much to Goddess.
This J-Rock.
Have you ever used any sexual enhancement drugs?
Yes.
Oh? Which one?
What's the name of it?
What's the name of it?
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you. Somebody gave it to me. I don't know what the name was.
What?
I don't know what it was. They just gave it to me.
What position is like
okay.
fucking in?
The bus, my favorite.
How long can you fuck for?
Huh?
Teacher.
Bitch!
2 hours.
It's me.
What kind of condom do you fit?
Who answered me that question?
Who answered
me that
question? Oh, Magnum.
Shut up. Thanks for reaching out.
Okay, we're going to be a lot of fun. Kevin,
yeah,
you might
it
be
is.
Holding the camera.
It might be more fun after the ball.
Kelly, you might be holding the camera, too.
I might not make it to the ball.
Hey, you better say that.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I have a question.
Who? Am I,
hold on. I just got the red phone has rung, and they gave the very, Enrique has lied. Enrique hits that pussy all the time.
Who?
Ooh.
Oh, Miss Goddess.
That's why I got the same message.
Thanks for reaching out.
Okay. This guy is causing trouble. Go ahead.
So what kind of butch queens do you like?
Wait, you still answer goddamn questions?
Okay. Can't believe her still answering questions.
I mean, shit, y'all just shut the hell up and let him answer the quiet.
I don't particularly have a type.
Okay, and
Enrique.
Why are the girls texting me questions to ask Enrique?
This is me, Enrique.
I thought one person can only ask a question, that was it. Only
I
one
have
question.
My question. Meech, ask the question yet.
Okay, go ahead, Meech.
So what butch queen from the cast or in our inner circle would you like to have some fun with?
We already know.
RJ. Oh, not RJ. No, I'm sorry. J-Rock.
And what y'all gonna do?
Ooh, a beast of a la la la.
What would I do?
Yes.
Yeah. What
I
would
allow him
to do?
Whatever you allow, how long it takes, everything.
Oh.
Yes, where'd you like to nut at?
He going,
okay.
What's that for
right.
you?
CJ, I'm using you on the phone right now. I'm
that
bitch
asked like 7 questions.
Fuck the pussy open, then he gonna bring it back.
Jason, your question for, we have a lot of people that are calling in. Jason, your question for Enrique?
I don't have any questions for Enrique.
And Kelly, your question for Enrique?
No question.
And Mark, your question for Enrique?
I don't have questions
for Enrique. Brooklyn, your question for Enrique?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Question for Enrique.
Philly Awards 2012. Who was the butch queen you had with in the hotel room?
Where?
Who's the butch queen you had with this year Philly Awards for?
I don't have sex with a butch queen. In the ballroom scene?
Yeah, at Philly Awards for.
I didn't have sex with a ballroom king. In the Philly Awards ball.
He had the thing.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, Brooklyn, he answered your question. He said nobody. Enrique, you survived.
Right.
Jason, it's time for Jason. It's time for everybody to ask questions for Jason.
Let me prepare myself for this.
Jason, I have a question for you.
Yes, Mother CEO.
Did you block Naima's friend from the group? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Alexis.
I really don't have a question.
Nirvana.
I don't have a question.
Okay. Damn. I'm going to get away with this.
Oh, shit. TJ, you're muted. Kelly, mute your phone. TJ.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna let me fuck you at Gaga Wing?
Oh, oh Lord. Shit!
What?
Oh my god!
What? I don't even know you. That ain't what your, Facebook inbox say.
Oh,
honey, show me an inbox. See, now we about to go somewhere. Show me an inbox where I said you was fucking me at Gaga Wing. You okay? You really want me to post this, Jason? Yes, I really do. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, Jason, you about to be muted.
No, I'm not, because I know that I have never had a conversation with him about fucking that gag of wing. Next. No, you had a conversation about fucking. I said, are you going to let me fuck you? And that was a kiki conversation. Nothing serious about you and me ever hooking up.
Was a kiki.
It was always a kiki.
Okay, come on, come on, come on,
bottom,
girl.
I don't let bottoms fuck me. Come on, next. Lie. Ain't no lies. I don't get fucked by
racial
women. All right,
Next.
Meet your question for Jason.
Girl, you tried that one. I sooner let Maya fuck me. Next. We the same person, baby. I hate to tell you we're the same person. Okay, next.
So, Jason, mother.
Who? Oh, I'm your mother. You can't ask me no questions.
Yes, I can. Come on now.
Go ahead.
She wants to fuck you, I can't win.
Ooh. Oh. Are we on the air? Corey.
Corey Ogden, the fashion ASAP?
Yes.
Thank you. Enrique, your question for Jason?
How would you want Corey to fuck you at Gaga Win?
You want to watch?
Come through, Enrique.
Well, that's not my question.
I just
my
asked,
question.
Did you want to watch?
I'm going to be holding a camera. I'm going to be watching everything anyway. So,
how do I want him to fuck me?
Yes.
Long, hard, and deep, and rough.
There you go.
Bitch.
I've done a good job in the city.
Kelly, Kelly.
I have no questions.
And Mark, any questions?
No, I have no questions.
Thank you, Mark. I love you so much.
All right. Jason, you have survived the round.
No, he has not, because I have not asked him a damn thing.
Bitch, RJ, I'm not no pig bottom, you troll.
I haven't asked him nothing.
I mean, J-Rock, what is your question for Jason?
Ew, that's your question? What is that?
What is the biggest dick that you have ever taken?
Oh. 12 and a half.
Oh.
That is awesome.
All right.
Baby,
so, as of right now,
I got kids hitting me up, honey. They want to know where the host hotel is at and everything.
No, they won't. Mind you, I've been getting the same message.
Better not tell them. Better not tell them.
I will switch hotels.
I will, too.
Hey, cool.
I will party and play with everybody.
Before y'all Marriott.
All right. So far right now, let's all do this. I want everybody to come with me really quickly as we go to Naima and just see how she's doing. Naima, how are you over there?
I'm fine.
Okay, are you enjoying the show?
So y'all gonna have me muted for the rest of the show?
Until the game is over with Naima.
everybody that's in the chat room, the 33 people that's in the chat room, if y'all want to still be a part of the show, y'all need to pick up the phone and y'all need to call in if y'all still want to be a part of the show if you're not logged in through the show through Skype. If you're logged in on the chat room through Skype, you can still be a part of the show. Everybody else must pick up the phone and call in 347-215-6820 because the chat room will be shutting down in 4 minutes.
We're coming. The next person we are going to is Alexis.
Holy shit.
And we are going to start off with Vonna. Your question for Alexis. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Yes.
Name me any Chanel dicks that you sucked.
None.
None.
Name the last ballroom queen, butch queen that you had.
That's also the last butch queen that I played with was back in 2000. Maybe 7, 8, and that was safe.
Okay. Mm. TJ.
Name a ballroom butch queen you want the dog fuck you.
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh.
TJ, you nasty something.
Okay. No shade. It's two that I just want to get in the middle of. That'll be Boogie Revlon and Brian Revlon. I knew she was gonna fall off.
J Rock.
What is the scariest high that you have ever been on?
Bitch.
I want to say about a month ago, I did about 3 8 balls before I had something over.
Come on. But yeah, I see you at Gaggle Wing, Lexi.
I did about 3 8 balls. And I started early that day, and I did about 3 8 balls before I even had company.
Damn.
Yep. My type of girl.
God,
I got a question.
Go in order, please. Your question.
Oh.
So I'm gonna play nice. So Miss Alexis.
Yes, Mister.
Let's take a trip back in time. What did you do with that child that came over your house in Atlanta?
The one that I brought home when I came home from the probation office?
The one that knocked on the door when you was in the room for about an hour, and then the door just knocked, and I said, somebody's at the door. The light skinned buff one with the tattoos.
Okay, the one that looked like he just got out of prison. Okay, well, he sucked me, I sucked him, he ate my ass, and he fucked me.
Yes, mother.
Next person is Enrique.
How much money do you spend a week on drugs?
A week? It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Some weeks I have gone through about... back in the day when I was crafting, I have gone through about a good 1,000.
2,000 a week?
1,000.
1,000.
God damn.
Now you're not crafting what?
I think last weekend, last month I spent about 9.
Shit.
That's why I don't drink or get high. No shit.
But I can do that.
That's rent.
Well, hey.
That is random.
Is that a mortgage?
All right, Jason.
Hold on, Jasmine. Overall, Mother Church Lady, if you're listening, please call in. We have a question on the floor. The fans want to know that, so Kiana, Overall Mother Evita is leaving to become Overall Mother Milan. Carry on. Next.
Can you deep throat?
Bitch, yes. I've been sucking this since I've been 8.
That'll mean you
deep
throat,
like 1,000 times. There's no gas in her wings.
Oh, that's fucking...
Ooh, who is... Oh,
Ellie, your question?
I ain't got no question for her. I know everything I need to know about that whore.
Thanks for freaking out.
What is going on?
Oh, my Lord, Tony Wright.
Yes, Tony
Wright.
Clowning.
They're on the prowl again.
I'm at work.
Ooh,
wow.
Oh, Lord Jesus, that's a fire.
Let me go look at this. Ooh.
Can we please get back into the show? Y'all got all night to look at this. It ain't going nowhere.
What is it? What y'all looking at?
Yes, God.
Me. I'm a corner store of me.
All right. Enrique, Jason, Kelly, and Mark, you have a question for Alexis?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really Regina George?
Hell no. I don't have time for fake profiles. I have been doing this shit since I stepped on the scene in 2005. If I have something to say to a bitch, I'll say it to her motherfucking face.
And I thank you.
And in that...
All right, Alexis, you have made it through the round. And the next person we go to, and I think the final person we go to, is Ellie. We went to meet you.
Oh, my bad. I'm talking about something else.
Kelly.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you ready?
I'm born ready, baby. I ain't got nothing to lie about.
Okay, can I go? Who's first?
Jasmine is first.
Is ready to be Kelly?
I know pretty much everything about Kelly, so it's really no questions for her. Alexis, go ahead.
Over bitch, that tattoo looks familiar.
Nah, I'm a letter vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Naima is over there dying to ask your question. Sorry,
Miss Agua, let her answer. She can ask. Since nobody else seems like they gotta ask.
I do. I want to. Can I ask a question?
I got a question too. Okay.
We're gonna go down the list. Vaughn, your question.
What is the one big girl I don't see in ballroom?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with any of the big girls.
I'm not saying I have a problem with that you just don't see.
That I just don't see. It's not none of them. Like, you know, we all girlfriends outside of ballroom.
Man, he
exactly.
You said what? Somebody said what?
Man, he's.
Oh, yeah, she's not a big girl. She said a big
she's
girl.
She's a big girl. Yes, yeah, she's a big girl.
Brooklyn, don't just text me saying unmute me like you a boss. You ain't a boss. You a guest.
Who?
What do you want?
Kelly.
Yeah.
It wasn't your goal, Brooklyn.
Oh, man, okay.
DJ.
Hold on, come back to me because I'm working on my question.
TJ?
Huh?
What's your question for Kelly?
Come back because I got to get the answer to it first. I'm working on a fact before I say it.
So here y'all go with that bullshit. J-Rock?
What the hell?
What the hell is that?
I'm
about to end the show shortly.
Uh-oh.
Baby, you see, I should have waited until the show was over.
Okay,
Can I go
now? Because
now
everybody's all into this room.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
I'm not into no room. I was trying to ask a question. There was a bunch of shit going down.
Ma.
Okay. What is your question?
Kelly.
What is the real tea behind you and Diggy?
What is the real tea? There is no real tea. That's my friend.
My question for Kelly is, where is the most exciting place that you've had sex at? Where is the most exciting place you've had sex at, other than the house?
The most exciting place I had sex at would definitely have to be on the West Side Highway.
Wow. Ooh. I got a question, Jasmine. Jasmine.
The next person is Meech.
Am I muted?
No, you're not.
No, you're not muted. It's not your go.
No, I just got a question, though, because if somebody said something different, what happened? Because Kelly said they were just friends, but they were supposed to be dating.
No,
oh,
we was not.
God.
Baby, get your facts together. And Jasmine and Alexis both know the story. We are just friends.
Okay, my question is, out of the three of your four party celebrations, which one would you want to have a one-on-one encounter with, or have you already?
Been there, done that.
Which one?
All three.
George. You had
all
a
three.
One on all three.
I used to go. Me and George was in a relationship together.
Right.
Me and Ira was talking, and I played with the other one too. But cool. I played with all of them individually.
And she wasn't a Mizrahi.
And I was not a Mizrahi because I don't play with my children. I was a couture.
When you and George had a relationship, was you a Mizrahi or couture?
I was a Mizrahi, but I was not a person in leadership role. I was just a regular member, and so was he.
Go ahead, Enrique.
Okay, you've made several comments that several houses asked you to be a part of their organization. Could you name me the houses, please?
I was asked to be a LaCroix. I was asked to be a Valentino. And I was asked to be in some other houses, but they're not even, you know, worth even naming.
I got this. Because those first, I mean, besides LaCroix, but the other one wasn't even worth being named. So can you name them all, please? You tried that. That
okay.
Was, you know, yeah, come on.
I was asked to be overall mother Valentino. I was asked to be New York City Mother LaCroix. I was also asked I'm not the leaders up, but people in the House of Prodigy was asking me to come to their house and be Godmother Prodigy. And then the other houses, those are the three, like, main houses. But the other ones is, like, you know, even though I'm not going to read that house, but, you know, it wasn't, you know.
Right,
It wasn't a look.
I just don't understand that. You got to name all of them. That's not fair.
Kelly, you're not telling the truth.
What?
She gets muted.
Kelly about to get muted.
Why wasn't I telling the truth?
You got
to
say all of them.
There with Naima.
Why was I not telling the truth? I gave
There was a couple of houses out there that you did not name.
Sorry. And I was asked to be overall mother, Alan Meekly. I'm sorry. I forgot about Alan Meekly. Sorry. I forgot that house came so fast and went so fast I forgot all about it.
That house is still
alive. Alright.
They got an open house this weekend.
Question?
Did you make Vicky Gotti go give it to me, Jiggy Jive?
Oh, did I do that? No. Me and Vicky Gotti never had sexual intercourse.
Mark, question for Kelly.
When you had that fight at the Globe with Sean Sinclair, did you want to attack him after that?
do you want, like, when you see him afterwards, do you still think about it?
No, I don't think about it because I handled him the same way I handled the last person.
And Brooklyn, your question for Kelly.
It's a three-part question.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, shoot.
This is why we don't get along.
What? When's the last time you eat some pussy and who was it?
What?
The last time I ate some pussy was my lover, and that was about 7 months ago.
Name.
Everybody knows who my lover was at the time.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
I got a three-part question for you, man.
That's what you wanted to ask next?
Nah, I paid the other one. Paid.
Can I ask a second question?
Go ahead.
Ma, what is the real reason behind you and Persia not liking each other?
The real reason behind me and Persia not liking each other is because my lover name that I was with for 2 years is tattooed on my arm. We broke up, he moved to Kentucky, and, you know, he started dating her, and the same reason why we broke up is the same reason why they broke up, because he didn't want a girl that was in the ballroom scene. I had just became Mother Mizrahi, and he knew what he was getting into when he got into this relationship with me in the ballroom scene. He wanted me to stop being Mother Mizrahi, and be in my relationship. I was just promoted into my position. So he went out there and started to be with her, Miss Thing. She found out about who I was, Miss Thing, and started coming to balls, Miss Thing, and stalking me at balls, Miss Thing, and started becoming a ballroom queen, and that's why him and her broke up. Any other questions from anybody else? Because I ain't got nothing to lie about.
Brooklyn?
Huh?
Are you sure you don't want to ask your question to her? This is your opportunity.
Hello?
I mean, I forgot the other one.
Kelly.
Yes.
What is the real reason you and Maria don't get along?
Miss Thing, me and her don't get along, Miss Thing, because one night I was on the radio show, Miss Thing, and after I got off the radio show, Miss Thing, I motherfucking went in my bedroom, Miss Thing, and as I was walking past the side of my bed, baby, my motherfucking lover cell phone went off, Miss Thing, and who phone will be going off at 3 o'clock in the morning? So I checked the messages, and it said, okay, boo. I took the number out the phone, and, you know, I'm a very queen that goes and searches everything, and so it was on my mind for a couple of days because I kept calling the number from a block number, and the only people that don't answer block calls, Miss Thing, is transsexuals and people that work ads, Miss Thing, don't answer block calls. And so I asked my lover, who was this person? They told me that it was a business partner, and if it was a business partner that you were doing business with, they're going to answer private calls because they never knew who was going to call. So I changed my iPhone number to a Virginia phone number and found out who it was, Miss Thing, and found out that her and my lover was talking on the phone, and that's why I was going to whoop her fucking ass. And she needed to be escorted out the ball by four Ebonies.
What is your true directing plan for Ms. Rahi?
I don't have no directing plan for the house of Ms. Rahi. I'm just here.
Well, hold on. Wait. Since that happened so long ago, why do you still have ill feelings toward Maria?
Because I just don't see her, Miss Thing. It's just something in her spirit. You know how y'all have your grandmother and y'all bring people around them and they tell y'all it's just something about somebody that they just can't put their finger on it, and it's something about her that I just can't put my finger on, but I know that she's bad news.
Why can't you take Khadijah's sexy body?
The same reason why you can't take it.
I ain't never had a bitch to tell me about it.
So anybody else got any other questions? Any callers got any questions that they want to ask? I don't have a problem with answering anything.
My ass is my ass.
304, you're on the air. 718-304, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Kelly, I have a question for you. Because you were in a relationship, why is it that you thought it was necessary for you to check your lover's phone?
Because we both had each other passwords, and if my lover's in the bed and my lover gets up at 4:30 in the morning, who is texting my lover's phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? If I'm in a relationship with anybody, and if anybody's calling my phone or calling my lover phone after 12 o'clock, it's nothing good going on after 12 o'clock.
Well, you know, I disagree because if that's your lover's phone, I would just leave it alone. Maybe
no.
I would in the relationship had you not checked that message.
Well, y'all two different people then, because I'm on
no,
her
no,
side.
No, no, actually, we still wouldn't have been in a relationship. And since everybody wants to know, everybody found out about my relationship being over when I came back from visiting my sister in Florida. But if anybody knows, I'm a public figure in the ballroom scene. So whatever I do, I make sure I keep my shit underneath wrap until I'm ready for it to be aired out. And you can ask Alaskas and you can ask Jasmine. Me and Raiden's relationship was over 4 months before anybody else in ballroom knew about it.
Okay, so I have a question, Jasmine, and I already know Kelly's answer. Do you think it's appropriate to check your lovers or partners' phone calls or voice messages or text messages?
Do I think it's appropriate to check them?
Wait, hold on. Before you answer that question, Jasmine, okay? Now, you need to see, because you don't know the whole circumstances. This was the second time I took my lover back for cheating. So now you can ask your question.
Okay. Well, no, I was about to handle that. Listen, I do agree with Kelly. If somebody's texting his phone, it's the same thing as me. If somebody's texting his phone or calling his phone at wee hours in the morning and stuff like that, I'm going to fucking check to see what the fuck is going on, because it could be anybody that's going to fucking text. But I mean, it could be like an emergency or something like that. So that's where that comes from. I am going to look and see, like, this is a little odd. You know, what's going to happen here. But it's also on the trust level. You know, if there has been an ongoing situation where people have been kind of going through some stuff and there's been, like, the first, second, third time somebody was cheating, then, yeah, it's going to happen. Otherwise, you know, I believe that it should be a trustworthy relationship.
And let me be 100% with this. This is honesty hour with y'all. Okay, let me be 100% truthful. When I get into a relationship with somebody, yes, we each exchange our passwords to whatever internet sites we on and to our phone. We exchange them. I do not check, and Jasmine and Alexis can vouch for me with this. I do not check or go through their stuff unless I get a sign about something. And my sign to me, when I know something is going on and I need to start checking things that's going on around me, is when my grandmother comes to me. My grandmother has always been there for me to guide me in the right direction when I was going in the wrong direction. So when my grandmother comes to me, I know something is going on, and I start snooping around with anything or anyone that's around me to find out what's going on, and that's how I find out everything that I need to find out.
Kelly, do you shake your purse?
No, I don't shake my purse. If you're my lover or somebody that I'm talking to and we're dealing with each other, yes, I will take and buy you some things, Miss Thing, and all of that nature, Miss Thing. If we're going out, Miss Thing, because you know I'm like Kelly Price. I'm not gonna say B because everybody say Beyonce. I'm Kelly Price of the ballroom scene. When I step out, I always photograph and I'm always in the spotlight. And if you're somebody that with me and I don't feel that you're on my level to be standing next to me with your look, I am going to get you a look for that function. I don't shake my purse.
Kelly.
Yes.
Name three of your fake profiles on Facebook.
Oh. Name three of my fake. I already did that already. They already out. I already revealed all my fake profiles because I got new ones.
I'm glad you remembered. I got one for you, Kelly.
Okay, I'm Tony Rice, I'm Champ West, and I'm Tiffany Hall Mizrahi, because I got all new profiles, so that's why I told all the girls about my profiles.
Name three houses chat rooms that you are in.
Name three houses chat rooms that I'm in?
Yep.
Well, as of right now, I haven't been on Facebook like that, but when I have been on Facebook, three houses chat rooms I have been in the Revlon chat room, I have been in the Ebony chat room, and I also have been in the Chanel chat room.
Thanks
for reaching out.
Okay.
Any other questions y'all want to know? Because, baby, I don't lie about shit. Bitch, I'm an open motherfucking book.
Shit.
Baby, yes, I sniff coke, I sniff K, I pop E-pills,
Kelly.
I drink from motherfucking time to time.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
What is your ideal relationship partner at this moment?
At this point in my life right now, I don't have an ideal partner or looking for a relationship. At this point in my life right now, I just want to be single and have one steady person that I'll have sex with. I don't like having sex with multiple people at the same time.
So who is that one steady person that you'd like to have sex with now?
Well, I'm not having sex with one steady person at this time right now.
You know what? I won't even say no more.
So what ballroom queen are you having sex with?
What ballroom queen am I having sex with? I'm not having sex with any ballroom queen. And if I am having sex with a ballroom queen, trust me, it's going to be a light-skinned butch queen.
Ooh.
What happened
did
with
you
the
have
trade?
What'd you say?
So did you have Santino? Because I remember when y'all was talking to him, he was always batted around.
No, that was just Naima being thirsty and thought he was around because I was saying, I was hooking up with somebody from in the southern area, and Naima just thought it was him. So me and Alexis just went along with it.
So what happened with you in the trade in Miami at the hotel?
Oh, mistake! Tell Miss Pussy to stop sending you questions, okay? Okay. Tell Miss Pussy to stop sending you questions, okay? When I was in Miami for my birthday, mistake, I got fucked by the trade, and this bitch is gonna tell me that I can't take dick because I was moaning. No, bitch, I can take dick. I was moaning, bitch, because I got motherfucking walls. Since you wanna send a question over and ask
the
questions, mistake. Just because she don't moan when she gets fucked by boys, mistake, is because she has no walls, mistake. I have walls. I have grippers. That's why I was moaning.
She didn't send that question, Kelly. That's the real part.
Okay. Next question. We can play this game for 3 hours with
okay,
me, bitch.
We're not going to sit here on the State of Emergency show and make this question.
This is going to be a good show, though.
Ellie. I keep
we're
it real, baby.
Bring back on our residential guest.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Oh, I forgot all about her. Hey, $5 foot long.
Is she still on?
Naima, are you still there? Naima? Naima?
Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, honey.
Oh, she been holding all the time. She ain't got shit else to do.
So,
Mark, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Mark, you said, oh no, sister. I need a name, mistake. I didn't know the names when I got these emails, so I just put them up, but I need names to go with these, so when I add them to the blog for everybody to see.
Can we get to this picture of the person with the tattoo that say money over bitches? Who was that?
I don't know. That's why I put it out there. They just sent me all of these pictures, and I need the names to go with them.
Yeah, because that tattoo is very familiar.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Are you serious? That's Cassandra.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Are you on the blog or are you on the room? Which one? What are you
I'm
on?
I'm in the blog. I'm about to upload these pictures to the blog right now.
Okay.
And I would like to thank you guys for loving me, whatever alleyway.
Oh, TJ's in that pic. TJ, are you on the blog already?
No, TJ not on the blog because I didn't upload them to the blog yet. I'm uploading it to the blog right now.
Oh, okay.
Miss Thing, and I wish y'all girls to stop sending me death threats, Miss Thing, on my blog, Miss Thing. I didn't send these. The girls are sending me these pictures. I'm not asking for pictures anymore. They just keep sending them to me.
Where do you see your death threats? Oh, you just delete them as soon as you get them.
I delete the death threats, but the girls told me when they catch me that they're going to kill me, Miss Thing, and they're going to beat me and all types of things, Miss Thing.
Naima.
Mm-hmm.
Naima, you got any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Naima, you ain't got no questions for me?
No.
Wow.
Ellie.
Yes.
Have you ever got caught stealing?
Oh, yes.
Hell yes.
Hey,
I have a question.
I got caught stealing about a year and a half ago in a beauty supply store. And then the cops came and they said, do you got the hair? I said I ain't steal no hair. And the man said she got the hair. And he checked in my bag and I didn't have the hair, wasn't in my bag because I had turned around, honey, and wrapped her around my waist. And they called a cunt officer to come because they thought I was cunt mistake for her to search me mistake. And she searched me, found the hair. They took me to the precinct and they gave me a disappearance ticket.
How the fuck they make that motherfucking confusion mistake?
The same way they make it on you.
Kelly, who would you rather walk down the street with, Naima or Alexis?
Alexis.
Oh, shit. Just so she could get my teeth pulled.
It don't matter. I can walk down the street by myself, honey. I don't mind getting spooked because I'd rather get spooked and you know my teeth than for me not to get spooked and then I tell you my teeth.
I'll walk with you, Naima.
I'll walk with you, Naima. No,
I'll hold your hand, Naima.
We're going to be having fun at Gagawin.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm going to be doing kid in my life.
I bet you are, honey.
I'm going to try to get me a hotel. Even though I'm going to already be in Baltimore, I think I'm going to go ahead and get me a hotel at an exclusive area. I can't be in the same hotel as other people because then they'll be clocking my set.
Oh, wow.
Kelly, I'm letting you know right now I'm going to be definitely talked about on your show after Gagarin, so I'm not even talking about it.
I think we all going to be talking about it at that show.
Because I like to do the children dirty, honey. So, you know, I can't get nobody clocking who's coming in my room.
Jayla.
Well, everybody stay at the Marriott. How about that?
Revealed all of the wonders of the world, honey.
Enrique, what time are we leaving for D.C. on Saturday?
Whenever you're ready.
No, it won't be no videotaping, honey. Oh, you know what? I got a question for Kelly. I do got a question for Kelly. I have a motherfucking question for Kelly and Alexis.
Wait, isn't she blocked from asking questions?
You can't ask Alexis a question unless she wants you to ask her a question, but you can ask me whatever you want.
She still asked me something. Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Girl, go ahead. Shit.
Two questions for you.
Uh-huh.
Not yet, Alexis. Two questions for you, Kelly. Do you really have a naked picture of me?
Yes, I do.
And who gave you that picture?
You know I don't reveal my sources, so you can mute me.
Oh, girl. No, y'all trying me because I said I couldn't give out that boy name because he didn't want it to.
But, you know, I swore to my grandmother that I would never give up my sources about my pictures and I'd never go back on my word.
That's true, right. You did. You said that, right. But y'all should have respected the fact that
what you want to know?
Wait a minute. Before I get to your question, y'all should respect the fact that when I said I'm not going to give up that boy's name.
It is so long-winded.
What do you mean I'm so long?
Leave my sister alone.
Y'all should have respected that fact.
J-Rock, I feel between Enrique and Naima, your assholes are hurt.
Kelly got a valid point. She always said that she would never Y'all should respect my thing. Well, I was like, no, I'm not saying
that.
Okay, girl,
we got the point. You didn't say
they
the name.
Long-winded son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
Motherfucker, the Nexus bitch. Since you guys, do you, okay, now I'm going to ask you this before I turn it. Do you have a naked picture of me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I tell you what. You go ahead and post it today, and I got the naked pictures of you, honey, and we're going to see.
Where we going to have a meat contest?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's definitely not going to be no meat contest, because if that was the case, then
Facebook would shut down.
Let's go add it to Kelly's room, then. You add your picture that you got of me, and I'll add my pictures I have of you. How about that tonight?
Girl, anything else you want to know me say? Because I don't have time to argue with you. So.
Do you plan on uploading my picture anytime soon?
You try, bitch, and I will put it right on out there.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna call your bluff, bitch, and I'm gonna post that video inside Kelly's room.
But didn't I already have that video?
Yes.
That video's been out. That's probably not going to be new, Naima.
No,
exactly.
No, she put the video in another in a private room. She didn't put it in an open.
Girl, who gives a fuck about these vulgar naked? This thing. You
all right. Well, I'm gonna call your bluff and say you really do got a picture of me. Because I know you don't have no picture of me.
Alexis, wait, you vulgar naked.
Once again, I'm gonna tell you what happened. We was in North Carolina in Charlotte. I was in the shower, taking me a shower, and Cunty came on the radio, on the computer. I came out catwalking, and Tiana Ebony was sitting there recording me, and I didn't know. That's what y'all heard. Remember when y'all heard the screaming in the background last night? That was me screaming in the video.
Miss Thing, how desperate are you girls, Miss Thing? I don't reveal that this is me on these profiles, Miss Thing, so many weeks ago, Miss Thing, and the girls are still inboxing me trying to have, Miss Thing. Like, girl, please.
They might want to have you.
Is that really T.I. though? No shade, though?
That's not T.I., girl.
I mean, not T.I. What the hell is his name?
You talking about the rapper?
Yeah.
Pharrell?
Pharrell.
Who is
yes.
this? That's what I
want to
know right here, Mark. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but Mr. Alexis, go ahead and post it up in that room,
oh,
bitch. You're
just
a mad bitch.
Naima, why don't you just shut up before I post it up?
Well, post it then. Make me know it.
Okay.
Good.
No, I'm saying that I say certain things for a rainy day when a bitch tries.
She wants it posted. That's why she's doing this.
No, because mine is already posted on Facebook. Y'all just don't know where it's at.
We don't care.
No, you can't.
We don't need to know where it's at because we have it already.
Yeah. Like, man, you said you got a better one, Naima? Is that what you're saying?
Trust. Always a better one.
Well, girl, shake the table then, bitch.
And Naima, you be asking questions like you can't see these kids' face, Miss Thing. That's Jay Khan, girl. Damn.
I don't even know who this boy is.
Anyway.
Who? What boy?
The first one, the one me and Mark asked about.
How much is the hotels? Speaking of Gagawin, how much is the do anybody know about the prices of the hotels?
Yeah, Jasmine, do you have any host hotels or what? Do you? Because I know you did that for your last ball. Do you have any for this?
I'll let you guys know about that tomorrow.
No, you won't. Not tomorrow.
Well, Jasmine, I need you to come up with at least like three hotels so, you know, I can pick one of the three.
Naima, hold on. Wait, hold on, Jasmine. Naima, if you want to play with anybody from the cast, Miss Thing, the cast will all be in one central hotel.
What you mean? Why we got to be in one
so
central?
So if you think that you're going to have J-Rock without anybody knowing, Miss Thing, you're going to gag because we're all going to be in the same hotel.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we will. Well, you won't be having J-Rock that weekend. Trust me. Mother gets what mother wants.
Girl, please. Let me tell you something. I can always go to Texas.
Well, they say everything is bigger in Texas.
And I'm coming to Texas to play along with everything that's here. So, girl, you ain't saying nothing. If I don't get a Gagaween, honey, then I will get it.
Well, this has been the state of emergency show, and I don't know what kind of state of emergency this policy hour really was about. So I guess this is pretty much a cheeky emergency show. Because I didn't learn nothing about it.
And Naima, stop loving these Butch Queen and Drags, Miss Thing Girl.
Who is them? I don't be knowing that they Butch Queen and Drags.
Yeah, because you seeing they Butch Queen pictures, Miss Thing. A lot of these Butch Queens in here are Butch Queen and Drags, but they out of drags in these pictures.
Hey, I know one of them is, but I didn't know about the rest of them.
Jasmine, can you call me? I hung up on.
Naima don't care.
Shut up.
What did you say, Mark?
Jason got disconnected, him and J-Rock. He said, can you call him, Jason?
Well, yeah, give J-Rock back
on
here for the
rebuttal. It's after 2 o'clock, so I can't make calls out of the switchboard.
Oh.
Wait,
bitches.
One more question. Kelly.
Yes?
Are you open to all?
Yes, I am. I'm not open to all. I'm not open to all. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything at least once.
Well, Lord.
I have a question for Brooklyn. Brooklyn, what is your real beef with Kelly?
There's no beef.
I got a question for Brooklyn.
Okay.
So, just how long did you go with my son, Dominic, ex-con?
How long went out for? Like 6 or 7 months.
And who was the top and who was the bottom?
Ask it, what's your son?
Brooklyn was the bottom.
Wrong.
I heard it was a verse that.
Would you ever go back with Dominic again?
No.
Why not?
Different reasons.
Because he moves on with his ebony piece that he stayed with in Brooklyn.
No, sweetheart. No. It's not like that. Nah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brooklyn. Didn't you used to have another name in the chat room, Brooklyn?
Yes, I am Nicki Minaj.
Okay. You the same one. Okay.
Kelly, what is your beef with Brooklyn?
What
is your beef with Brooklyn?
Girl, you already know the situation.
Ooh, I don't know. Enlighten me.
Yeah, baby, you know the situation.
Kelly, didn't you want to slap him not too long ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you want to slap me?
He's always knocking at my door.
Ooh. And what do you mean knocking at
Brooklyn, why are you always knocking at Kelly's door?
I don't know why Kelly feels like I'm knocking at her door.
Well, she's right
he knows
here,
exactly
so
what I'm talking about
it.
With all the pictures. He knows exactly what I'm talking about with all the pictures and the smart comments and everything that he's been making, baby. And he knows this personally because he used to talk with Jasmine on the phone and Jasmine used to tell you everything that I used to say.
What pictures?
Jasmine, you
the
can
nude
tell him.
The new picture that, of that cunt that supposedly looks like Kelly laying on the bed, you sent that over to Milan or posted that in the A-list group?
Kelly was not before that, Jasmine. You know that.
Okay, but you did do that.
He was the first person to post that picture months ago before there even was an A-list. The picture was posted.
Yeah, that was on my profile for months ago. But you was mad before that, though. You was mad from, like, 2009, to be exact.
Okay,
yes.
So why do you
I was mad? Because he knows exactly why I was mad. We already know the story when he was making his smart comments about when I first became a couture and he was making his comments. Like, and you already know.
No. You was mad before that, when I was at Escada.
Baby, I was never
yeah,
mad.
That
it was
years
your
ago.
Comments. It was your comments that you was making. And then over the years, it just got worse.
No, it's something deeper than that, Kelly.
It's nothing, and I'm going to be honest with you. It's nothing deeper than that. It was your smart comments, the pictures, and all the things that you had to say. And the only reason that I didn't throw you through the phone booth is because of Jasmine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But why would you get mad if the picture is not you, though?
Because why would you sit here and you play with me and you don't even know me? We had this discussion already and Jasmine told you this already. Why would you sit here and play with me and who are you to tell me your opinion or who I should put when I was in the House of Couture, who I should put in the House of Couture, all of these things? Who are you of status in this ballroom scene to tell me what I should do? I've been doing this for 19 years in the next 19 days.
But he said it was longer than that. He said back in 2009.
It was not longer than that. But it was not longer than that. People perceive or think that I have attitudes of them and I don't like them because I don't speak to them or I give them a type of look when they speak to me. And it's not that. I don't speak to people that I don't know. I don't associate with people outside of my circle. And so when people come up and speak to me and I give them a look or give them a hug or something and they might think that I have an attitude, it's not that. It's I'm just not open to everybody.
So, then Brooklyn, did you feel Kelly didn't like you when you said she chopped you or something?
Yeah, of course.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I sit on so many fucking judges' panels. I be on chop people and everything. And me and Alexis just had this talk the other day. I don't chop people, and people come up to me and get the right, oh, you chopped me. Why did you chop me? And I get the right, I don't know. I didn't chop you. Somebody else chopped you. And then whoever I would be like, girl, no, you did. You did chop them. And I get the right, oh, well, I didn't remember. I don't remember that stuff. I don't think about that stuff. That stuff is not something that stick in my head. I don't chop people out of malice or because I have a problem with them. If I did that, then, bitch, every motherfucking blonde would be chopped for the shit that Milan and Jimbers do. I chop people because of their category, they're not bringing it right, or I don't see their performance or whatever they're doing at that time. I don't chop because of grudges and hold grudges and bring all of that stuff into judging when I sit on judges' panel. I would not be a fair judge if I do that.
You said what?
Are you trying to say you started all this because you felt Kelly chopped you?
No, I ain't starting out with Kelly. If Kelly put on this big facade that she's big, Bruce Almighty, not this fuck, like a picture that doesn't look like her, why'd she get mad at that? Like, and then me hit her up on Facebook chat and said, hey, I forgot what the conversation we had about the couture thing. Like, why would you even get mad at that? Like, again, it's deeper. You don't get mad if somebody gives you an opinion. It's not like I'm coming for a character. It's different, you know?
It is for me to get mad. I'll get mad if somebody, you know why I get mad? Because like I said, who are you to give me your opinion? What credentials that you have to facilitate or tell me what I should do with my house? What credentials do you have?
It wasn't so much me telling you what you should do with your house. It's more so, hey, you should probably try this. I'm not telling you what you should do with your house. And again, why would you get
mad? No, actually,
mad,
your exact words was, not you, not one more Mizrahi in the house of couture. That was your exact words.
Yeah, I did say that.
Now, if you were somebody like Enrique, that's a legend and been out in the scene for years, you know, somebody, you know, of stature that's been around and stuff, I would have took that criticism from them. But you're not even on my level for you to even be in speaking to me at all anyway, because the only reason I deal with you, or I did deal with you, or try to cope with you, because you was associated with my sister. Okay. So now, do everybody understand me?
I got it.
I got it
over here.
So what did y'all think about that debate today?
I've been going to ball for years, and me and Kelly went past each other all the time. I never take it as shade, though. I mean, I just know what kind of person she is. So, you know, when she sees me, she say, hey, what's up? I'll say, hey, what's up? But, I mean, anybody that go to balls, you know, that it's my choice to approach Kelly out the way.
So how did y'all feel about that debate today?
So who wants to give us a breakdown about the debate?
I didn't like it. I thought the drama was a little too soft. I thought they read some cue cards and prompts. It was not Obama so much as Romney. I actually didn't like how Obama stood down for too long. I hope the next two he steps up. I personally
I kind of agree with you, because Mitt Romney literally ate that whole debate. Obama was slipping. I was waiting on the whole time to pick it up. It was so much he could have got Romney on, but he just let it slide. And then on top of it, I think he was, like, panicked because today is his wedding anniversary.
Kelly, did you watch the debate?
No, I watched the closing 2 minutes. I don't need to watch a debate, bitch. I don't give a fuck what Whip Romney got to say. Bitch, I voted for Obama. Bitch.
But when
Romney
can, say,
Romney can tell me, bitch,
yourself.
Romney can tell me, bitch, that he going to get extra money, bitch, or my motherfucking welfare check, bitch. I'm still voting for motherfucking Obama because he black.
Romney kind of fucked this up because he said a lot of stuff that he's been saying on his commercials and throughout his whole campaign is not what he's going to do in office.
Well, you know what? My thing is this, okay? All politicians, to me, lie. Some will do what they say when they get in the office that they'll do, and some won't. They'll just prolong it. And, I mean, you know, Obama has done, you know, a couple of things, you know, since he's been in there. But one thing that Romney, I'm not saying I'm going to vote for Romney, but one thing that Romney said was, he was like, in so many words, that any, if you are able to work or you're able to do something and you on welfare, bitch, he's going to get you a boss there.
Man, in so many words, he said the poor American.
And get you to back working and doing what you need to do. One
his
thing I don't
focus,
agree with him with
is
that
class.
He said that he wouldn't touch whatever that the rich people pay for taxes. He wouldn't have them to pay anymore. But my whole thing is it's like, well, damn, it's just like you're still going to be sweating the middle class and the poor people paying the taxes that they paying and probably paying even more. My thing is with Obama, he was like that he wants to raise the taxes on them, but the rich girls ain't using it.
No.
Did you say what the hell is his name is?
No, because, you know, I'm high over here, you know, and I just be lost. But
so do you know that if he takes you off of work, I don't know if you're on any social type of social assistance or anything, but I do know that you said that you weren't working, right? So how do you think that'll affect you if he gets people off of that and try to find you a job? How would that affect you?
I would love it because I need a job.
So you think that Romney will have people out to try to find you a job?
Bitch, you just say that, bitch, to get your motherfucking vote. Bitch, please.
He don't even like gay people.
Wait a minute. Now, I just can't. Naima, I thought you were a smart girl. I just don't understand how you didn't see what he was saying or try to figure out how he would go about doing that.
Right, and the only thing he just kept saying is $716 billion, trillion dollars. That's the only thing he kept saying.
Yeah, well, he didn't, right, he never got specific. He hasn't really been specific anyway in how, once he would get people off of welfare, what he would do.
You don't think the rich should pay their share of taxes?
Say it again?
You don't think the rich should pay their share of taxes?
You should all fall in
the middle class?
Hell yeah, I think they should pay their fucking taxes. Pay more if you ask me.
Right, their share, exactly. That's what I mean. It is. I don't know, Jasmine, I know that you're like in the upper bracket. How do you feel about that situation? Is that Jasmine laughing?
Yeah,
no, Jasmine. I'm sorry, that's Mahana.
Jasmine laughs because Jasmine is part of the middle class, mistake. She's not down here with us poor people, mistake. So he gonna make her taxes lower. He get it off it.
Oh. No, I thought he was trying to make the higher bracket. No, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was in the higher bracket.
It was about the middle class. It wasn't about the rich. It was about the middle class, and he made a statement about you're poor, Obama's version of poor. They only talked about middle class. There was no high class. The rich are going to get lower. The taxes will get lower if Romney is put in, and Obama will push their taxes up and make them pay more if he gets in.
Right.
Now, how do y'all also feel about this? Romney said that he feels that ExxonMobil and all these big companies should get a bigger tax break.
Why? They making money. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to get into something, okay? It's no motherfucking shade. If they can make a car that runs on gasoline and all of these chemicals and fuel and fumes and stuff like that, they damn sure can make a car that's made out of that can run on for water or cooking grease or something like that.
Cooking
I mean, come on. You making
that's what
people...
That's E85 is, honey, ethanol.
What
corn
you say?
Oil. That's what E85 is, honey, corn oil.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that all these people out here with technology and the way things is, they got cars out here that's half electricity and half gasoline and stuff like that. If y'all making cars like that, why not even make it even more better on these people? The world is made up of 70% water. Why not use some of the resources that you got?
Could you imagine the water, I don't agree with the whole water thing. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like, even maybe do it half and half, and like, because you know all these chemicals and stuff that the people that we're breathing in from these exhaust fumes, from these buses and cars and trucks and stuff like that, it's just like it's hurting you, it's hurting the environment, things like that. So why not make something that's like half, like you said, corn oil and half water, or half something else or whatever like that that'll run off of that, that'll be better, you know, for you to live in this world.
But Naima, they already did it. E85 ethanol gas is what they created.
Yeah, that's already important.
That's already here.
And what is it, half water or something?
It's corn oil.
It's corn oil. Oh, okay. And gasoline mix?
It's a mixture of it or something like that. It's actually cheaper. Like, say if your regular gas is like $4, E85 might cost you like
$3.50. So is that the gas stations that say Beyond Petroleum BP?
No. Beyond Petroleum BP is still BP. It says E85. Every car can't use it. Your car had to be made, I want to say, after 2009 or 2008.
I don't know.
And only certain cars that make it. The nozzle won't even fit in every car. If you put E85 in like a 02, 03 car, your shit ain't going to never run again.
I just feel like we as a race is just stressing ourselves out over and making certain objects gods and making certain things, you know.
We as a race or...
No. No, I'm talking about the human race, yes, itself on this planet. I think we make a lot of things important that really aren't important. I think we put a lot of stipulations and make shit just stressful that just really don't have to be. Like, I mean, just, you know, prime example, like money. Money rules the world. Paper money, and it's paper. But you can't. If you notice, you can't eat. You can't go nowhere. You can't get anything unless you have some type of something. We as the human race have made some of the things that you make out of trees something that you can't do without. You can't live without. I just think this world's just fucked up, period, with a lot of things. But, I mean, that's just my views. You know, people say that I get into so many things, I don't need nobody bashing me on this phone tonight. So I'm going to just leave it at that. But I just think it's just a lot of fucked up shit, period.
Who popping popcorn?
Naima, get away from the microwave.
That's not me. Because as you noticed, as I was talking, you didn't hear it.
What time is popping popcorn?
A fat bitch.
What time is it?
2:52.
Well, the show's about to end, everybody.
Well.
So you said that Jasmine, next Monday we'll find out about the host hotels?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. You want to post them in their place? Okay, cool.
Yes,
baby, yes.
Damn.
I like when you did that to Richmond, though. That was kind of cool. Except for when you went home, it seemed like you left a ball to go to a ball because everybody was in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us might not make it to the ball.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jasmine, once you post the host hotels, the three different hotels or whatever like that, then...
Oh, my God. Naima.
What do you mean?
You can go find your own
Red
Roof Inn, honey. Ain't nobody going to put in a host hotel at the Red Roof Inn.
Who? Not the Red Roof.
What was the hotel last time? Where was it? A Quality Inn or something like that?
All I'm saying, whoever is popping that popcorn is working my motherfucking last nerve.
They know who's doing it. That's the shame.
Why is the presidential debate not coming on?
Okay, but it's working my last. Naima, it's not gonna be three different hotels. Okay, if you have to have your privacy to stay, then you're not gonna be a part of this equation. Okay.
Who?
How you gonna tell me how I'm not gonna be? A
because
part of
I'm letting you know, baby. Okay.
Why do I have to be in the same hotel?
Because we are family, Miss Thing. A family that prays together, stays together, and fucks together, and records together. We'll stay together.
No, I like to record together. Yeah.
And we bust
a
fat nut together.
Okay. A family that fucks, busts, and records together, stays together.
Oh, we fuck, fucking
busts. Kelly, but yes. We do that, it cannot go in smut vision.
Oh, no, it's, well, no, it's certain things. Oh, trust me. I got certain things, honey, baby, that would never, okay, baby? Okay, I said that I don't have anything out there. But
wait,
I have things out there, but it will never get out.
Right after Gagawin, we can all go to Allegria and then the after party on Manita.
Oh, yeah, you know I definitely do. I definitely do have some nasty after parties over here. As long as everybody take off their shoes and they got clean socks to walk on my white floors, Miss Thing, I don't have a problem with, Miss Thing. And if you don't got clean socks, I will definitely give you a pair of Tommy Hilfiger socks out the drawer.
And
you can wash your feet in the bucket, Miss Thing.
I have
party.
A question.
Yes.
I didn't ask you a question, Cutter, because I always know pretty much everything about you, but I do have a question since you were so quick to talk about your foursome.
Oh.
Out of George, Ira, and Little B, which one had the best dick?
Oh.
George. Do he got a big
and then?
And then Little B, then Ira.
Okay, do George got meat?
Yes,
he does. Light skin, Ira?
Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you don't even have to worry about hitting him up. I'm the only femme queen.
Hey, girl.
Oh, baby. Oh, trust me. Trust and believe, baby. I'm the only femme queen. It was only one other before me, and I'm the only one. And he knows if he ever was to mess with another one, he would never, ever speak to me ever again.
Girl, you'd be surprised what boys would do, honey.
Are you sure?
Whoopie at?
See, I don't kiss and tell.
Whoopi is up in the Bronx with her lover.
I haven't seen her in years.
Baby, what you mean you ain't seen her in years?
I haven't seen her since we was over at your house that time.
All right,
oh,
well, I would like to say my good night. So, it's
girl,
been nice.
Why do you always rush people off the phone?
Because it's about to say, are your bills piling
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I look forward to seeing talking to everybody next week on Tiny Chat on Tuesday. I love everybody for loving me, and I just want to say there, they ain't never been a bitch that told me my ass.
That bitch is a mess.
You know what's getting played out? I'm going to tell you all what's getting played out. Naima, that comment is getting played out.
It is. So, Naima,
Also, thanks for reaching out. It's getting played
out. It definitely is, especially with Alexa.
But that's funny, though. I'm sorry. I still laugh at that, though.
Yes,
I don't know why.
Baby. Any slogan that I get, I'm going to have it branded.
But yeah, well,
honey.
Tell your girlfriend Alexis to stop using it.
I'm about to get my T-shirt made for Gagawin, honey. I'm going to get my blah, 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 and thanks for reaching out T-shirt.
I like blah, blah, blah more than thanks for reaching out. Thanks for reaching out is boring.
Okay,
and I'm gonna be
selling my blah 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 T-shirts at the bar, $9.99, and I don't accept credit cards or checks.
Look, and don't come out with that little fake thing where you can slide the credit card through the phone because I'm not buying that.
No, girl, I'm not taking nobody credit cards. I know what the girls do, Miss Thing. I only take cash only.
She said no chargebacks.
Yes, no chargebacks over here, Miss Thing, because I know how the girls do, because I do it all the time. I'm doing it when I go to Allegria. So all you girls is going to Allegria, and y'all want to go to Allegria, Miss Thing, all you got to do is charge it to your card, and as soon as Allegria is over and you go home, Miss Thing, you report your car stolen, and pay $16.95, Miss Thing, and get it overnighted to you, Miss Thing, and you get you a new card, and you was in Allegria for only $16.
What's the whole thing, point of Allegria? Is that just a get high club?
And it's a club where they play techno music. If you don't get high, Enrique, there's no reason for you to go.
Yeah,
they play techno music. They play techno music all night long, and the girls just be in the middle of the floor just stoned, Miss Thing. The boy-